JFK. It's the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
We might be able to get one other person in before we wrap it up this afternoon. You're up next. Good afternoon. You're on.
Good afternoon, folks. I have a question for Mr. Chisti. The comparison...
Chisti. C-H-I-S-T-I.
Oh, Christ. That's
yes.
Sorry. Yeah, the comparison of Irish Americans in the 19th century to African Americans in this century, I think is interesting because one of the greatest Irish Americans that's ever lived, the founder of the Irish National Constabulary, Michael Marrow, also the inventor of V-neck pants, I think he's one of the greatest Americans alive, and I think that illegal immigrants these days contribute to society in that if they were not here, Buzz Burbank would not have such a great, luxurious toupee on his crotch.
Come on.
The Don and Mike Show.
We're going to dance. We're going to dance. We're going to dance. And have some fun. Fun.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hello.
Damn, damn, damn.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm on my second beer.
And good Monday afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the Bold and Best of Don and Mike. Don and Mike on their spring break down in Lauderdale. Participating in the wet t-shirt contest and the like. I'm your host, Legendary Joe Arden, with you on this fine Monday afternoon. Hope you had a good weekend. I did. Beautiful weather, wasn't it? Anyway, I've got lots of great best of for ye to dee. So let's get right into it. You know it's going to be a good day when it starts out. Buzz is pissed. It's the best of Don and Mike on the Westwood One Radio Network.
But that takes a back seat. And even Rob getting hit on at Circuit City takes a back seat.
Wow, really?
Yeah. And the Cheryl, the Big Dyke, Gay Pride tapes.
Back seat.
Take a back seat. Because Buzz is pissed.
Oh, that's right, because he went to his meeting last night.
Now,
I went to a city council meeting.
He was on fire. First off, he broke rule number one.
Yep.
He called during Regis time.
Oh.
Called during Regis.
Like, Regis. Oh, I thought it was before Regis.
You mean that 15 minutes?
No, you kind of lapped over into, but that's okay. TiVo paused and caught it.
Okay. Sorry about that.
That's okay. That's why God invented TiVo.
Uh-huh.
So, phone rings.
It is the guaranteed time to catch him, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Phone rings relatively early.
But, yeah, of course.
Uh-huh.
Well, I really don't know your schedule outside of that. I mean, I know that by, because we, how many times have we conversed during that 9 to 9:15? Probably more than any other during the year, right? That's the time we chat.
Yeah,
but it's got to be about Regis. If I was calling to say, hey, listen, I got an idea for the show, it'd be like, oh, no, not now.
Yeah,
not now, not a good
time. I thought
this
was about a quarter till Regis.
Yeah, but it went on for a while. But yeah. But it's okay. But here's why Buzz called.
Uh-huh.
Because he really was steaming mad, I ask you not, and what he did was just spew pure vitriol hatred.
Really?
Thank you for letting me do that.
Bad words, bad thoughts.
Yes.
So I'm assuming your little issue did not go well.
No,
and,
it didn't.
And I said to him, really literally, after sitting there and listening to this for 15 minutes,
uh-huh.
I said, save some of this for on the air. And he said, I'm just so mad. He was just calling people.
I was
now,
I knew how mad he was.
I knew that you knew that you were going through the right channels. I knew that you had,
right.
You had obviously gotten yourself on the docket or the whatever they have there,
yeah.
Because you were leaving the show a little early to go to this meeting.
Right.
And, you know, nobody even knows. Does anybody even know his issue?
No, give us the backstory as much as you can.
I live behind the swimming pool, or it lives behind me, and I knew that when I moved in, and, you know.
Rob is applauding that.
God bless the children. They're our future Go Fairfax Frogs. I have no objection to a swimming pool. I really don't. You know how I love kids.
It's a community pool, right?
Yeah. Well, you could join it, couldn't you? Yeah, I could. It's privately owned, but it's a community pool, I guess, otherwise.
My guess.
I have a question, Don.
Yeah, what?
Will I be disrupting his story if I play the counsel for the
yeah.
For the other, the
yeah,
other side?
Yeah, don't. Let him
get it out?
Let him just roll
right.
with it, because at least this morning, he was really like, wound up.
So you didn't get satisfaction. Go ahead. I want to interrupt you.
Kind of made an ass of himself at this big town hall meeting.
No.
Thinks he might be in the local newspaper for being quoted.
Really?
For raising his voice.
I may have created a small disturbance.
Go. Just let him go.
Now I'm excited.
Yeah, well, so, you know, I love kids, and I love the sound of splashing in the pool, but they've got these loud... Loudspeakers.
That's a lie, you don't, but that's okay.
Now, there you go interrupting him, right? He hasn't even gotten started yet.
I'm sorry, Mike.
They've got loudspeakers. They have swim meets there occasionally, and they get bigger and louder every year, and the loudspeakers get louder, and you have the whistles and the gunfire from the starter's pistols, and it's not easy, and there's a bit of a buffer, a small wooded area between me and the pool.
These happen early in the morning?
Sometimes. Mm-hmm. Sometimes as early as 7 a.m., bang. Mm-hmm. So I gotta have the buffer. I gotta have the tree. And the guy's been back there chopping away at trees and stuff. And now he went to the city council to ask to expand. They're gonna build some kind of huge amphitheater or something there where an innocent swimming pool.
Now, what is he gonna build there? What's he gonna really build there?
Well, they've reparceled some land. They're gonna build some houses. That'll raise some money. And then that way they can move in the chainsaws, the bulldozers, and the jackhammers.
Just let him roll.
And they'll build a new pool with a bigger stadium and more lights and bigger speakers. And make matters just generally worse.
Right.
I argued to keep the buffer, maybe make it better. I got some kind of vague promise that they might do that, and that was the end of the public part of the meeting.
That's right.
But also where perhaps the trouble began.
Okay. So you want just a little like trees in between you and the pool, so it can like keep the sound out, especially when they're having a swim meet at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Exactly.
Okay. So you actually go to the town council.
I did.
Stand up wearing your tight Simon Cowell shirt.
Right.
And you're talking in your Buzz Burbank voice, which is your regular voice.
I hoped it would scare them, but it didn't.
Did you give any thought at all to wearing the uniform for being before a city council?
Which uniform is that?
A business, like a lawyer's outfit.
Yeah.
A business suit.
I did, but I didn't want to put on airs.
Okay.
You know.
All right.
And the other people speaking at the council were dressed casually also.
Oh, really?
So it was appropriate.
The people speaking.
Right.
But not the council.
Right. So, no, the council members.
In a nutshell, the neighborhood that you live in has a pool that kind of backs up to where your house is, and it pisses you off.
I've been by it. I've seen the pool he's talking about.
It pisses you off that they're cutting down trees and that they have swim meets at all hours of the morning, and your concern is that they are going to develop the area even...
And bigger and louder and brighter. Yeah.
And so
I'm trying to prevent that. I was there to urge the city council to just stop expansion altogether, to not allow anything, and at the very least, put up more buffer. And like I said, I got some kind of token promise that they would look into that.
And your idea of the ideal pool would be a pool like they have at, say, Mandalay Bay.
That's right. That's right.
on the top floor of a 50-story high-rise.
Quiet, drink served.
Topless.
Quiet people, topless, bathing by the pool.
No children allowed.
Exactly. And what would be wrong with that?
But anyway,
nothing.
Where does it get heated?
So after the meeting, after my part of the meeting anyway, the public hearing portion, I exit into the hallway. The council chamber doors are open, and the city council meeting continues inside. I'm out in this marbly, echoey hallway, and the pool guy comes out, and suddenly, after 8 years of living there now, tonight, after my resounding defeat, he wants to be my friend. I didn't take it well.
Well,
I didn't respond well.
Now
he may have been offering an olive branch.
You were defeated?
And I snapped it off.
I thought you weren't defeated.
No, he stood up and... See, he's not telling it correctly, at least the way he told it to me.
He's not telling it right.
He stood up and spoke and pleaded his case.
Yes.
Like in this... people's court in the county.
You're pleading your case. You're opposed to the development.
After I spoke, like my favorite expression, the cannibals listened carefully to everything the missionary had to say, and then they ate him.
The council
voted to allow the unlimited, unbridled expansion of the swimming pool.
So you got screwed.
Yeah.
How many people
lost.
Were speaking against it?
Me and my neighbors, my immediate next door neighbors, and that was maybe one other lady who lives across the street from the pool.
Don, that would be what we refer to as a NIMBY argument.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Right.
Not in my backyard.
What's
exactly.
NIMBY mean?
Just what he said, not in my backyard.
NIMBY.
Oh.
NIMBY.
Not to be confused with NAMBLA.
Right. Or Gumby.
Or Gumby.
And Mike just spit out his water.
Oh, God. Because you know why? Not because he said NAMBLA, because he didn't know what he was going to say when he said not to be confused
I know,
with. And then he thought of it just before he said it.
Good job.
Which Mike, I don't know.
That's what
North
made me laugh.
American man, boy, love. I'm NAMBLA. NAMBLA. Association.
Well,
I know. know. I get the literature.
So you lost. See, I didn't know that.
And now we're out in the hallway, and now the pool guy, now he wants to be my friend, and I'm not having any part of it. I smiled, I shook his hand, and then I tried to turn and walk away, and he was trying to talk to me, and I didn't want to engage because I knew that if I did, it was going to get ugly, and it would be better if I just got the heck out of City Hall as fast as possible.
Yeah, because you were pissed, because you lost, and they're going to make trouble for you.
Exactly. Here come the chainsaws and the bulldozers and the jackhammers.
Wow.
So I was not feeling good.
But that would have gotten you your free membership.
Well, I'm not so sure, and I think I pretty much squirrel that now, because that's when I started yelling at the guy, you're not a good neighbor. You have not been a good neighbor. You could learn a thing or two about public relations. Think about being a good neighbor. Think about public relations. As I went down the stairs and out the front door of City Hall, and this guy's like calling after me and trying to get me to talk to him, and right now I don't want to be his friend.
Wow.
Yeah.
So how many times...
That doesn't. I mean, that's not your personality.
Usually.
When you were telling the story to me today, how many times did you raise your voice and say to him, you're a bad neighbor? Because when you said it to me, you must have said, it sounded like you said it to him 20 times.
Well, I didn't use any bad words in City Hall. I'm civilized enough, I think, that I can keep that under control.
That, right?
But when I was talking to you, yeah, I believe many F-words flew.
Oh, no. I'm not talking about F-words. I'm saying, how many times did you say to him, you're a bad neighbor?
Oh,
because
I'd say
that seemed to be
half a dozen times, at least, and over again, I kept saying, you're a bad neighbor.
Do you get the impression that the majority of your neighbors have people that participate in this pool club?
It's mixed. Some do, some don't. Mostly,
that's the problem,
mostly right? Those of us who back the pool are not members.
Right.
So why will you be in the newspaper? Did you take your shirt off?
That would be, isn't that the assisted living portion of the neighborhood?
Exactly. The home, as we call it.
You have a lot of the visiting nurses that come in.
There was a lovely young newspaper reporter from the local small town newspaper there, of course, to cover the city.
Far be it, no matter what the cause for him not
lovely
to think about it.
Lovely and young. Saying,
strikingly lovely.
Was she really?
She was. And she got some quotes from me and the spelling of my name.
She got some quotes from you.
And
what
was,
paper did she write
for?
Some tongue quotes from you.
And that was before I raised the ruckus in the hall, and they had to come outside and ask us to hold it down so they could continue the city council meeting.
Really?
What paper does she write for?
I don't know, the Fairfax Flyer or whatever
those
it is.
Details. You don't get those.
Yeah.
You were too busy looking at her, like the buttons of her blouse.
It comes every week. I don't know.
It comes every week.
So,
oh my!
I mean, you kind of love all of this now. From
well,
the way
see, now,
that
I've gone
you
through.
Well, that's
this
his personality. You know, that's his image. He doesn't want to be the fly off the handle.
No, here's
guy.
What it is: I have gone through stages of anger and denial, and now I'm kind of almost at the point of acceptance. I'm not giving up, but I think I'm at the point where I'm accepting. You know, what's going to happen is going to happen, and there's apparently nothing I can do about it.
Do you think whatever the buffer is, do you think that would really cut down on the noise from the pool if they had a decent buffer? Would it really make? Because you back up to it, and I've seen that pool, and and swim meets are nuts. I mean, nuts.
Yeah, cheering crowds.
It's louder than any other sporting
event.
And
I don't mind the occasional exception, but really, you wouldn't believe the noise that comes from there.
Like, I can imagine.
You try to have dinner out on the screen porch or whatever, and you have speakers blaring at you.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
It's gotta be. It's gotta be
crazy.
Oh, wow. Rob's giving the crazy. Song.
Yeah, get off my lawn, Rob.
No wonder you hate kids so much. No wonder you hate kids.
I mean, anybody who's ever heard a swim meet, I mean, they are. Is it just the swim meet, or is it all day?
The noise, the out of control noise, can really happen at almost any time.
Well, with the out of control
loud speakers,
noise.
You know the. You know,
so what can you do, really?
Yeah, I mean, apparently
besides,
nothing.
Besides what you did. I mean, what would you like them to do? Have a big bonfire and burn the thing down?
No, but I'd like them to be satisfied with what they have and where they are, or move to another location, but stop growing.
I got
stop
a house with a community pool,
right?
And there are two children and their father. And on our March vacation, when we're down there, when they are in that pool,
right.
This one family generates enough noise where it comes through the entire neighborhood, where you can hear the screaming. You get up, I mean, a pool is loud. A pool. It's tough to have a pool in the middle of a residential neighborhood.
And I think they forget there are houses around, and I think they're not aware of how much noise they generate, and I'm here to sort of make them aware of that.
But there's nothing you're going to be able to do about that.
We'll see.
He's resourceful.
There are other means.
Are you thinking of something dramatic?
There are a number of legal avenues and some gray areas that I'd like to look into.
What about on your property if you were to put up trees?
I could certainly do that. Of course, that would be at my expense, wouldn't it? And, you know, I could do that, but I shouldn't have to. Things were fine until they messed with me. Now I have to.
But hasn't the pool always caused noise in your house?
No, I mean, the pleasant sort of noise that I mentioned when I first moved in, and over the years, it's gradually gotten worse and more frequent, and it's something, it, I mean, now that they want to grow, it's just got to stop.
Well, you know, listen.
All I know is
I am
if
dying.
One day they come out to that pool and the pool has been sucked dry.
Oh, no, 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 he won't operate like
no,
that.
No, no, no. What's
that?
Gonna...
Oh, my God, that's a crocodile in the pool.
No, he's got... he's got much more thought out, borderlining on pranks.
Oh dear, no!
Yeah.
But see, now nothing, his cover is blown for that.
Not necessarily.
Now you're
certainly.
The chief. You realize you're the chief suspect now.
Certainly nothing. Well, I think I was probably as of last night, city council.
Well, then hold on. Just let me just pass along one pearl of wisdom.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I hope I'm not speaking out of school. I think it's brilliant. Uh-huh. I believe your neighbor came up with the idea. Is it okay if I mention this?
Boy, I'd rather catch him off guard if it's what I think it is. Let's say this. If they're allowed to make certain kinds of noises at certain volumes, then I should be allowed to make those same kinds of noises at those same volumes.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Buzz. I don't have to say anything else except to say that he's ready to fight fire with fire.
Yeah.
You need some amps?
Maybe down the road. We'll see. Let me work with what I've got and see how that works.
He's stocked right now with what he needs. I think it's rather brilliant. I really do.
I think I know where you're going with this.
Decibels. Nothing illegal. Just enough to get me by.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But then, you know,
do you think seriously your noise could during their times, that your noise could take care of their noise?
There certainly could be a canceling effect.
You know what?
To the detriment of other neighbors, of course.
but you even let me turn our microphones off because I have to tell Mike. I have to tell him what I think the cherry on the sundae is.
Okay.
All right. Go ahead.
You go ahead. Full time here.
Plead your case some more. Like you're in front of the city council.
Here's what you've got to know about me. I didn't want this. I didn't ask for this. I'm living at my house, minding my own business. Maybe this has happened to you. Maybe this is going to happen to you. But one day you suddenly find yourself defending your property from encroaching evil. This was my chance to do that, and it didn't work out well. It didn't work out well at all, and I've been having trouble coping with it and dealing with it ever since it happened. So Don and Mike are now talking about some of the strategies.
I love it.
That I hope to use within the law.
I want an invite.
Working within the law, of course.
That's exactly what I said. I said I want an invite. I said to him, hey. Is that what I said to you?
Lawn chairs?
Same thing I said. I would come over and watch
we'd
that
sit
happen.
There, we'd sit there very quietly. That would be fun.
Serve lovely beverage.
Yes, I love that.
I'm sorry that we can't share that with everybody on the radio.
I appreciate it. It's all about strategy.
Yeah,
you know
that you can't do that.
Right.
But boy, oh boy. When you're mad, can you be sneaky?
Right.
Yeah. Ooh, is that good?
Well, you know, you work with what you have to work with. So right. you try one thing that doesn't work, you try something else.
Right. Hold on there, Buzz. Mr. Smith goes to Washington.
That's right.
Mr. Smith gets his ass kicked.
Where's Jimmy
Stewart?
Well,
now he has to go the other way. Now it's time for the revolution.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello. Buzz.
Yes.
I think you're just getting old and crotchety. In the last month, you've had an argument with the guy not paying you.
Uh-huh.
You called the homeless girl a bitch in the C word.
Right. Well, you know, that the homeless lady, that there was no beef there.
You might call it getting old and crotchety, sir. Don and I call it coming into his own.
Simply expressing an opinion there.
Right. After all these years, you and I are finally rubbing off on it.
And it's been more than a month since I didn't get paid.
Just Buzz being Buzz.
That's right.
Yeah, the real Buzz.
Don and Mike show.
Hey, Buzz. It's a pool, not a monastery. You're supposed to have fun in a pool, you crotchety bastard.
Oh, wow. Boy, listen to these suburbans.
I understand that, punk. I knew that when I moved in.
Oh, dear.
Well, hey, did you ever go to the pool when you were a young little lad? Did you have fun, or did you just sit there and get sunburned?
That's a valid question. Did you have a...
I think I could probably guess.
Did you have a community pool where you grew up?
I didn't really have access to a pool as a kid.
See, we had a community pool.
I like washtubs.
I lived in an apartment complex that had a pool, and I lived at the pool every day. I love pools.
Oh, man, you know what? When I lived at the Willow Lake Apartments in Laurel, Maryland, mm-hmm. we used to have a stripper that tanned herself at
Isn't
the pool.
Great?
And I would come home from doing my morning show, and I would sit out, and I would eat my lunch on my little crap falling apart balcony on my one-bedroom apartment and watch her. And she had a green string bikini bottom, and that is all that she wore on the bottom. Mm-hmm. And then she had... like this T-shirt she would fold up and put just across the top.
Right.
Like, you know, like roll it up.
I know what you mean.
And I would sit there, and it would be, during the summer, she'd be out there 3 days a week, and I'd have my tuna sandwich and just watch her. And the only time she
looked
up.
And then I sat and really worked it.
I would sit there, and I backed the chair up all the way so I had a good angle between the little railings on the deck, and I was right next to my Super TV antenna. It was fantastic.
It was Good times. Sunnier days.
Yeah.
Hello. It was. Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Buzz.
Yeah.
You going to, I think I know what you're going to do.
Okay.
No fair guessing.
Yeah, that's not fair.
No, but you're gonna spoil it.
Really, no fair guessing.
I promise.
We shouldn't have a guessing game because if you know, you're gonna, you know.
After he does it,
yeah, you'll talk about it after you do it, right?
Yeah,
we'll make him tell you. Because
yeah, absolutely.
It's too good.
Yeah.
Okay.
But please, no guessing.
Just say somebody's gonna start premature.
No, just goodbye now.
What an ass.
Just please slow down, my friend. Hello, Dynamite Show.
I'm thinking Sopranos. This sounds like an episode of The Sopranos, right?
How's it an episode of The Sopranos?
Well, there was one episode where Tony was trying to purchase a house, and the guy decided to back out of the deal, and it involved speakers and a boat sitting outside the guy's...
this guy's absolutely right. Remember when Tony had his Goombas sit outside that guy that was having some type of swanky party, and they just were playing like loud Dean Martin music and getting drunk? Yeah.
It's when Tony wanted to buy the house called White Caps.
Thank you, Head. No, you're right. Not even close, though, to what Buzz is planning.
No.
But thank you. Good call. Thanks.
All right.
That's good.
Bye. You know, seriously, something you might want to consider?
What's that?
You might have more clout if you actually paid the fee and joined the pool. They can't keep you. They can't exclude you from that, can they?
I don't think so.
They can't exclude you from joining the pool.
I don't think so.
You know, I mean, really, if you can't beat them, join them.
What would that solve, though?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just to me, a chance for more mayhem down the road.
But what's he gonna
you get a key to get in.
Does he get to go over there and expose himself or something?
No. Just go over there and you read the bylaws and the rules and you use them to your favor.
Right.
Just sit there when you got to go to the bathroom.
Yes, exactly. You could sit there, you know, the whole time in the kiddie pool.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Reading the Bible.
Right.
The kids didn't
exactly
do anything.
Wear something, you know, like wear a woman's bathing suit.
They may have rules.
A one piece.
And if you're covered up, it's fine.
Right.
You know, sensible.
The only thing they'd have a problem with is if you weren't wearing a bathing suit. You know, if you're wearing cutoffs or something. If you're wearing a perfectly legitimate bikini.
Or a tube sock.
I think a one piece.
Yeah, maybe a one piece would be just as good.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, you guys should get that gay frequency thing and point it at the pool.
You mean the gay bomb. We talked about
the soldiers gay.
Oh, congratulations, Buzz. Someone was actually listening to something that you said yesterday.
Good test.
During the news.
Thank you.
It stopped the show, but somebody was listening
yesterday.
It did.
That was pleasant for a moment.
Do you actually get your news from Buzz?
Hey, you guys rock.
Yep, I guess that answers the question.
I'm just trying to do a little audience research right now to find out if in some cases we might be the primary source for news for somebody.
Or find the frequency that makes everybody crap their pants.
He's locked on.
He's not a really good listener right now.
Yeah.
Besides Buzz, where else do you get your news from?
I don't.
See?
Yeah.
So Buzz Burbank, just to make it clear, Buzz Burbank is your source for news in Washington, D.C.
I listen to you guys only. You guys rock.
Let me just ask him again because he's not paying attention.
I don't think he's from D.C., though.
Where are you from?
Kansas.
All right, I'm going to phrase it a different way. So Buzz Burbank is your source for news in Kansas.
Absolutely.
That's it.
Wow.
What do you do for a living, sir?
Good endorsement, Buzz.
This can't end well.
We're going to tape that. We're going to turn that into a promo.
I set up concerts.
You're a concert promoter? Or you set up, you're a roadie?
Roadie.
Mm-hmm.
How old are we, sir?
I'm 28.
Oh, that's pretty good for 28.
Now listen, I think that this is a testament to Buzz.
You a roadie for a major band?
No, just local.
You have amps, though, right?
No.
How is the Wichita rock scene?
It's
pretty lame. It's not big enough to get anything around here.
That was an unfair and a cruel question.
let me see if you line up with just to give you a quick. Do you think Bush is presented in the news on this show fairly?
I don't think he should be in news at all.
That's an interesting answer.
Why should Bush not be in the news at all?
He's an idiot.
So I guess he would probably go along with our newsman.
You would agree.
There's more idiots out there to cover.
Yeah, I'm finding them, too.
More idiots out there to cover.
Out there to cover. And, for instance, when Katrina happened, the awful storm Katrina, which fortunately did not affect Kansas,
yes.
During that time,
thank God.
Was the only news coverage you had on that event through Buzz?
No. I didn't pay attention to it. I'm in Kansas. I don't care about a hurricane.
Yeah, surrounded by wheat.
So Don's question, you would answer in the affirmative that the only way you got information about Katrina was through Buzz.
Or, hold on, I can make it as recent as last week's headlines.
Mm-hmm.
When we killed the main a-hole...
Zarqawi.
Yeah. When we killed him good and put his face on display, did you find out about that through Buzz or through another news source?
You, just now.
It's the first he's hearing of it, Don.
Wow. Well, that's official. We can use him then. Your source for news in Kansas is Buzz Burbank.
You didn't know that we had killed the guy that had a $25 million bounty on his head?
The head of Al-Qaeda?
That jerk-off that cut off that guy's head on TV, that cut off that American guy, Nick.
Along with a bunch of others.
Forget his last name. Yeah,
Nick Berg.
Guy's a freaking butcher. You didn't know that?
Didn't hear him.
No.
You didn't see maybe...
I mean, you did not realize that we had done that until just this moment?
Just now, yep.
What do you do? I mean, you listen to the radio. Do you watch television at all?
No, I play video games a lot, though.
You play video... So you don't watch, like, regular television?
Nah.
Wow. But you do listen to this show?
Absolutely.
Cool.
Thank you for that.
We're completely your source of like, reality.
Everything, yeah.
You're F.
Yep.
You're so
I get my batteries ready, and I get my little radio.
And you listen to a battery-operated radio.
You're effed.
What do you do for a living besides roadiness? Do you do anything else?
Some lawn care.
Lawn care, so you're a landscaper.
Shocker.
Wow. You never watch the news on TV?
Struggling.
Nope.
Never, by any chance, glance at a newspaper?
No.
What's the last book you read?
Okay, hold on. Here we go. This is almost as good as talking to my brother. Can you tell us the teams that are playing in the NBA finals?
I don't watch sports.
You don't watch sports at all?
Nope.
Can you tell us the name of the most popular movie that's out right now? It's made by the people that made Toy Story. It's by Pixar.
Cars.
All right, now
that could be advertising. He could get that anywhere. He could get that on a lunch
all box. Over.
Yeah.
All right. Who is Nick Lachey divorcing?
Nick Lachey, Jessica chick.
Hey, he got that from this show. That's not a
That's
question
true.
You wouldn't know the answer to. We talk about that.
Well, I set up Nick Lachey at a River Fest, and it was just hilarious.
Here's one he wouldn't get. Our president just paid a visit to a country, and
not a chance,
and he did so, and it was a surprise. What country was it?
Not a chance.
I don't know.
Well, make
thank
a guess.
You.
Make
you
a
want
guess.
A guess?
Make a guess.
Iraq.
Very good.
Excellent.
See?
But he could have gotten that from here.
Yeah, that's true.
But he talked about that.
No, but he simply guessed. He just guessed. Who's Karl Rove?
Who's what?
Who is Karl Rove?
Sounds like a baseball player.
You're right.
No,
absolutely.
No, come on. No, guys, don't kid him. He was an original member of the Beach
don't
Boys.
Get him. Jesus. Put some
Carl.
Food in front of a dog, you say don't eat it?
He was original. He was an original.
That's right.
Founding member of the Beach Boys. Don't get me going on that. You know, they all got back together again today.
All three of them.
Yeah, but not to sing or anything, just to promote some schmucky album that they're putting out, the Beach Men.
And we'll have fun till her daddy takes the T-Bird away.
Took their wheelchair away.
Incidentally, what voice was that I just did?
Beach Boys.
Yes.
I don't know who sings it.
Okay, yeah. Thank you.
It was the Beach Boys' voice.
Did you graduate high school?
Unfortunately, yes.
Unfortunately, a bad experience for you?
Yeah.
What was your favorite subject in high school?
Lunch.
Lunch.
Now, see, Rob, you know, if you
now,
do that...
You know what? Now, Mike, that's something you do, too, though.
Right, I know.
You're a helper, too.
I know, I know.
Okay, I withdraw the remark.
All right. Then I didn't, Don, that I shouldn't have yelled at, but I won't do that again. I'm
what
sorry.
Was your second favorite course?
3 o'clock when we got out.
No stopping him now.
Do you have anything that you're interested in? You said you're not interested in sports or current events.
Hold on. Why was Dick Cheney in the news recently? Dick Cheney did something that was like wicked crazy recently. What did he do? It was, I mean, you really could not have missed it.
Well, I missed it.
The vice president
did a funny thing in a
no clue.
Weird way.
It involved hurting somebody else, hurting them badly.
Is he the one that shot the dude?
Yeah,
that's right.
You got it.
Well, you kind of let him into that one.
Yeah.
I was asking before your interests. You're not interested in sports or current events. What, besides video games, are you interested in anything else?
Cartoons.
Cartoons. Do you drink?
Yeah.
Do you drink?
No.
How many times a day do you work it?
How many what?
How many times a day do you sit and work it?
The video games?
No, no.
Yeah, oh, you're, boy.
The human
wow.
joystick.
The joystick.
How many times a day?
Probably every 2 days.
This is kind of backwards now. Do you have a girlfriend?
Yeah, that's why.
Oh, you have a girlfriend.
Really?
And how long have you been together with your girlfriend?
Probably about 3 years.
What does she do?
She works at a liquor store.
Oh, man, you don't drink.
If only you drank.
Yeah, I get a discount.
Are you a young guy?
Depends on who you ask.
I think he said he's 28.
28,
yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, being around rock and roll.
Does your phone have big buttons?
Yeah.
Wait, here we go. He's a roadie. Who's your favorite band?
I like Faith No More.
Faith No More.
Faith No More. I like Faith Hill, too. She's great.
Do you like drugs?
That's a good question. Do you like
I'll
drugs?
I'll give you three guesses, and the first two don't count.
I bet he likes drugs.
He does. I think he just answered your question.
Do you have long hair?
Yeah.
How long is your hair?
Goatee, tattoos, piercings.
Now we're getting a clearer picture. Well, you do have interest. You have interest in tattoos and piercings. And drugs.
A little bit.
Are you painfully thin?
And buzzes news.
Uh-huh.
Are you painfully thin?
Yeah, 135 pounds.
Are you really?
Wow. Yeah.
Good call.
Soaking wet.
How tall?
6'9".
5'8".
What's your religion?
What's that?
What's your religion, friend?
My own religion, I guess.
How's your relationship with your mother and father?
My mother's like my best friend.
Okay, how about your dad?
What about Paul?
My dad, I haven't talked to him in years.
Yeah. Are they divorced?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
How old were you?
About two.
Mm-hmm.
You got any other kin?
Kinfolk.
No, only child.
What's the best thing about living in Kansas?
I can see the cops coming a mile away.
The land is very flat.
Great answer. Yeah. Okay. That is a great answer.
A lot of trees.
What we should do is take this segment and get it right out to the sales department and just title the segment, do your advertising dollars, reach the people you want to reach.
Mm-hmm.
This man is proof that Buzz Burbank is his only source for news, even with our incessant cackling.
He's part of the wall, though.
During his news presentation.
He's part of the wall.
The wall?
The wall of men.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
That's right.
This guy's definitely part of the wall of men.
All right, well,
the good news for you is about in 3 hours from now, Buzz will actually be giving you the day's events.
Yeah, I'm excited about it, too.
In a way you'll enjoy.
I like this guy's laugh.
Are you excited?
Is there anybody you'd like to say hello to while we've got you on the radio?
I'm thrilled. No, I don't really.
How about a shout out to your dealer?
My dealer?
Yeah.
What's up, Danny?
Oh, yeah. Danny. That is the greatest answer about living in Kansas that we've ever received. Yeah. You can see the cops coming a mile away. That is fantastic.
Good luck. Thank you for calling, and thank you for enjoying Buzz's news.
Yes, and you be careful out there. You know, tornado season.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call.
Buzz, the most respected name in news.
Mm-hmm.
Fair and unbalanced.
This guy and his dealer listen to you.
That's great.
Danny.
Okay, bye-bye now.
Bye.
Take care.
Bye-bye now. Come on.
Hang up.
There he goes. And there.
Bye!
officially, he's gone.
That's, you know, we never asked you about that. Is that the deal? You can see the cops coming a mile away?
It's very flat, and there aren't a lot of trees in southern Kansas where Wichita is. So, yeah, that's true. You can see them coming.
Well, they should build that pool there, then.
Yeah.
Because
no trees to cut down.
All is yours, trees.
Can you imagine that if they build a pool in Kansas?
Surrounded by.
He'd be a mile away and he'd still hear those kids.
Surrounded by sound absorbing wheat.
Like they don't have any when you said that. Can you imagine if they built a pool in Kansas?
Instead of they built his pool in Kansas.
Oh,
yes,
I thought you were just speaking in general, like there's no pools in Kansas.
We're
at all.
There are pools in Kansas. There have to be.
Excuse me. No below ground pools.
Oh, there might be a couple.
Oh, God.
And some trees.
Kansas.
Baby. Yeah. All right. Well, Buzz,
yes.
Try to keep it in your pants. You dominated the opening segment today. Congratulations.
I'm a hothead, and I've caused some kind of trouble.
You are.
Good luck. I like your game plan.
Thank you.
I like it a lot.
All right, Fonzie. We got to... Well, look at him with his tight T-shirt.
Don and Mike, go to break and go to traffic.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
That's the right order. Let's see who got it right. And in the fastest time, Ted Patchell. Patchell, congratulations. We had five people from New Jersey in the fastest finger, and you're one of them from Somerdale, New Jersey. What do you do?
Computer catalog salesperson. I take orders over the phone.
What did you do last night, Ted?
Actually, I stayed in and watched ABC.
All right. Your partner, Thomas, is up there. Hi, Tom. How you doing?
Hi, Regis.
Nice to see you. What would you do if you won the $1 million?
Pay off all the bills and splurge and go get a dozen pairs of shoes at once.
All right, fine. All right, good.
The Don and Mike Show. It is the sacred day. The day for Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Oh, that would be the best of Don and Mike. I'm with you, though. Your buddy Joe Ardinger with you on this fine Monday afternoon. Best of Don and Mike on a little spring break. So we'll give them that and we'll sit by our radios and listen to all this great best of. Speaking of great best of, it's always funny when Rob gets hit on, because it happens all the time. It's even funnier when he gets hit on by a man, and it's the best of Don and Mike.
I know you would never do this.
Yes.
This is at DonandMikeWebsite.com. Dear Don and Mike, I speak from experience as a springboard and platform diver who got his pool shut down for the summer by the health department. Buzz needs to be like Tony Soprano and invest in a duck farm. This is what will happen. The ducks will fly over the fence and play in the pool. The ducks will then poo-poo in the pool, and then a, quote, concerned neighbor, unquote, phones in an anonymous tip to the health department, and they shut down the pool immediately because of the black algae threat. Guaranteed to bring months of silence.
Wow. Wow, that would be unfortunate.
All I know is you're going to be at the top of their list, Buzz.
Yeah, I already am.
That's one of the tamer ones that we've received.
I know.
Apparently, a lot of people have issues with the local neighborhood pools.
How about reenacting the scene from Cocoon?
Which part?
Get a bunch of elderly to go swim in the pool, and then
the pool.
You put boulders in it.
Buzz would be like Don Amici in that movie.
Good morning. You know, all the people are arriving for the swim meet, and there you are in your naked glory swimming in the pool, doing laps.
Yes.
Listen, last night, this was so great.
Knocked away, and the Heat survives.
And by
Wayne Wade.
There you go.
A stunning fourth quarter comeback. And the Miami Heat right back in the NBA Finals.
You are goddamn right.
How did your man do last night? And I don't want to say it's your man, I mean, because you're even from Miami.
He made his two free throws at the end.
He did.
That's all he had to do.
Did he play a decent game otherwise?
He was okay. He had some assists. It was Dwayne Wade. This is why basketball's back. Mm-hmm. I mean, not that it went away, but I love it. I mean, last night...
Had a couple of tough years, right?
Yeah, but I'm really back into it. And this game last night, here's how it goes. It's back and forth, and then at one point Dallas has... I don't know, like a 17-point lead. And this is where I decide I'm going to turn off the TV downstairs, the big high def. I'm going to move it upstairs. Go to, anybody that's been watching the game for a while knows at one point you go, screw it, this is about over. Yeah. I just go watch the rest in bed.
Especially with a 17-point lead.
So I go upstairs, and I get in bed, and, I mean, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, God damn, Dwayne Wade, Shaq makes two free throws. Dwayne Wade. I realize I am sitting literally 1 inch away from the TV screen in my room.
So you're sitting up on the end of the bed?
Miami, I think, scored 22 points in a row. Some incredible.
Wow.
I mean,
22 unanswered points?
Or it was like 22-6 or something. It was like,
Jesus.
Maybe the most incredible run that I've seen for a long time. I mean, I've not been this excited about the NBA since Michael Jordan played.
Well, wow. Because Miami was playing like they were completely overmatched,
I
mean, right?
Yeah,
I mean, they weren't even going to be in it.
It was really Dwayne.
What is the series?
Dwayne Wade.
What's the score of the series now?
It's 2-1 Miami. 2-1 Dallas.
2-1 Dallas.
I play tomorrow night back down in Miami. Goddamn. And of course, because they won, after the game, Shaq Daddy did speak.
Well, you know, Pat just told us to, you know, stop making silly mistakes and, you know, just, you know, hang in there and, you know, just tighten our defense up a little bit. And that's what we did. You know, we had a 9-10-point lead in the second and third quarter. And, you know, we just, you know, basically.
See, it's so boring when he talks about the game.
Silly players. And, you know,
I like it, but no one asked him, like, his question, any questions about, like, his big, gigantic watch he was wearing.
7 minutes.
I mean,
you know, we played,
Okay, Shaq. You know how all of your pro athletes now, when you see them on the show,
right.
The bling now is seriously watches that are, the face of the watch is as big as like a mason jar lid.
Right. That's they're very popular.
Shaq had like two of these things on.
You know, if you had a voice analysis meter or something like they use on CSI, you know, when they're trying to identify, if you wanted to check the tone of Shaq's voice, you would not hear any difference in the tone from the whatever you say.
Probably
everything
not.
Everything is going to be the exact same thing. That doesn't even make any
sense. There's literally
right.
No inflection in his voice at all. I mean, that's his style.
Right.
Whether he's happy, whether he's saying something funny, whether he's angry.
It doesn't matter. It's always just like this, going along without anything like that. With nothing.
You really could just...
You can't tell.
It was just great. It was really just great and unexpectedly great. It was like, everybody knows that you're watching something, oh crap, the team I like is going to get killed. Well, all right, I'll go upstairs. And then all of a sudden, oh my freaking God. And I was just thinking, who can I call?
Don't call me.
Yeah, I thought, what am I going to do, call you?
I was watching the Three Stooges last night.
Yeah, I keep forgetting your wife and kids are out of town.
Right.
You know, I'm going to call Rob up and say, oh, my God, look at this. Look at Miami has come back.
Right. He'd be watching Dobie Gillis or something like that. The box set of Dobie Gillis.
Anyway, if you get a chance, watch it.
You can always call me during the basketball game. I mean, how long have I, you know, when I brought you to the game, when I brought you into the game, because before you were a basketball fan, you know, I used to tell you about the great moments of my childhood, you know, watching the great basketball contest, you know, back when Dr. Naismith invented the game in Springfield, Massachusetts, merely a half an hour from my hometown where I grew up. Yeah. It's true. They used a peach basket in the early days.
That's right.
Basketball.
Yeah, I heard. I also heard that George Washington chopped down a cherry tree and threw some goddamn coin across the river.
And, you know, after the peach baskets, where he brought them to the college,
right.
And they shot a ball into the peach baskets between that time and today with the Miami Heat, it's kind of a black hole for me.
It's a blur.
I really don't know much about basketball.
As long as we're talking about history, Lincoln was a faggot.
Think so.
Now, where did
there's
you hear
theory,
that?
Actually, there is a theory to that.
Well, isn't there a theory that every president has
documented
that going, you know?
That is documented that Lincoln was a fag.
And not as fascinating, I think, as the fact that Lincoln had a high nasally voice.
A whiny voice, yeah, very high pitch.
And I'm only...
what are you doing in this kitchen?
I am only...
Excuse me, you're naked and you're going to have sex with this underage person.
Chris Hansen is Abe Lincoln.
I'm Chris Hansen. Join me for Abe, the miniseries.
Excuse me, I'm enjoying this play.
Mary Todd, would you pass me my Diet Coke, please?
Who the frig are you?
Boom! Oh, dear.
Ow!
Oh, my. Man, I knew if they had named it Chevy Theater, things would be fine.
God, I love...
Who needs the mustache when you can just have the beard? Oh, will this wart ever go away?
I'm trying... trying to think of who
tall.
Was, hold
you
on.
Bet your ass I'm tall.
Who was a contemporary of Honest Abe at the time? Who took over?
Ulysses, please don't vomit upstairs.
That's what I'm trying to look at. Tell Ulysses. I always wanted him. I always wanted him.
Oh, that picture of Robert E. Lee. I know he fights for the other side, but boy, would I like to take a crack at him. I've always wanted to lay. I wanted to lay with Andrew Johnson.
Don't touch me, Mary.
Just fantasizing about laying with Aaron Burr.
Fantastico. Don't touch me, you bitch. You made me go to this clay.
Why do you think they call it my log cabin?
Honest, my ass. I've been in a closet. I freed the slaves, yet I can't say I love to SD.
I know I'm not the most attractive man you've ever seen, but someday I'm going to be on the penny.
Never mind my hat. I'll show you another stove fight.
Why did I turn down that booth fellow? Damn, it's tough being me, Abe Lincoln.
I should have stayed home and watched the DVD. No, the bitch has got the beard. He's got to go to the play.
I hate the theater anyway. I don't care how close it is to the White House. Dear, do we have to go?
Oh.
Well, in the words of Siskel and Ebert, the balcony is closed.
You know, it's something else go. When you're riffing on Abe Lincoln.
It's hard to...
Jesus.
Now, let's continue this gay motif. Step up, please, boy.
Yes.
Mike, to protect the identity of anyone who might be a sponsor on our show...
Very good
if
idea.
Be it their color of the company, red or blue and yellow, or yellow and blue, or yellow and red and blue...
Any color.
It simply is a large electronic store. Rob just... throws this down before the show today.
Yeah, as a throwaway, like we're just going to listen to his story and move by it and not want to hear it on the air.
His talk was that big a deal.
He, of course, he's just talking about something he's buying or returning or something. He says, so anyway, I went into this establishment and this guy hit on me.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah,
now you're pretty sure. I want to hear more about this because really, you know, not that you're not a fine-looking gentleman, but you're not the man that I would picture getting hit on. I really wouldn't see a...
Well, you know, Cheryl always told me I'd make a fine-looking lesbian. So
oh, really?
I think that's where I sort of stand that way.
But tell us about a guy hit... That your words,
right.
A guy hit on you.
Now, you're in this electronics store just taking care of business.
And I was... No.
Yeah.
You know.
I was looking for a particular product, the new Beatles box set, and I couldn't find it.
Okay. You weren't looking for the John Waters collection?
No, I wasn't. I was not looking for that or the new Liza LP.
Have you any Hairspray DVDs?
And so I go in, and I can't find it, and I go to the employee.
Yes.
And he's got his back to me, and I said, excuse me, and he turns around, yes? And I mean, right away.
You fancy him...
he's a fae.
Openly gay.
He is both swishy and fae. So I say, do you know where the new Beatles box set is? And he says... Let's see. And he finds it and he hands it to me. No, I take that back. He holds it up and he says, did you hear that show this morning on NPR? And I said, no. He says, I forget the name of it, but they were doing things with this record that was wonderful. They were playing the left channel and the right channel. They had the producer on.
You mean that were wonderful or that was wonderful?
I don't know.
Was he a grammatically incorrect gay man?
Yes, he was a stupid gay man.
Is it possible? I mean, at this point, do you think he's picking you up? Maybe he's just a nerd like you that likes all of these obscure goddamn facts.
Maybe, but I said, no, I did not hear that. That sounds fascinating. Thank you for your help.
Now, when did he kiss you?
And wait, I go looking for something else. He comes up behind me.
Hey, okay.
And he says, are you finding everything you need? And I said,
this is after the initial contact.
I broke contact with him and another department. And I said, yes, I'm fine. Thank you so much. And we break away again. And before I'm leaving, he calls to me from some distance away. He says, it's called All Things Considered.
Yes.
Because that's the show on NPR. So three times.
Do you think there's any possibility?
No way.
Do you think there's any possibility that he knew you from the radio? Because I've certainly gone to cocktail parties where people will not want to come up and say they know me from the radio, but they want to say NPR. Don's gotten that, too.
I think he's just some gay guy that shares your love of the Beatles.
Making
Could be, but it just seemed weird.
Do you think he's being tremendously homophobic?
I think it is a side of his brain that, you know, I mean, you tell me how you translate it. I hear it as a guy who, if I was telling a story, I'd just say there's a guy who wouldn't leave me alone. He was one of these guys in the store, like, is a pest. I wouldn't think he was coming on to me.
Rob, did he undress you with his eyes?
He didn't have to. I was already shirtless. No,
if I may, why doesn't somebody give me a moment just to explain what I believe is the source of Rob's anger?
Okay.
All anger or just this anger?
All your anger.
Okay.
Oh, I believe that Rob, this is a complete reversal. Rob would never let it happen, and it would never happen, but I believe that at his core, deep down inside of Rob Spiewak, he wanted this man to hit on him.
You think?
Mike,
yes.
That's what I was... Thank you. Mm-hmm. Once again, it's the two halves of the brain working together.
Yep. I thought you might be going that way.
Mike did finish the thought that I had. Mm-hmm. The beginning was that, yes, anyone else would probably react like, oh, what a pain in the ass. Or even if you're like us, you know, God, you know, can that homo just shut the frig up, please? But it wouldn't be. It's coming on to me unless there was a part of your brain. And incidentally, you must admit to yourself, as we all have right now as we're thinking about it, for at least a nanosecond, maybe not even enough time for us to grasp because we are such little brains. We have all visualized you now performing a homosexual act on a strange-looking man.
Have you?
In Best Buy.
Could you describe it?
Wherever it was.
I'm sorry. it wasn't that one.
No, it really wasn't.
It wasn't.
Anyway, it flashes by.
I think it's amazing that in any electronic store, of the big ones,
and
you would get that kind of service, that kind of exciting attention.
If it flew by my mind that quickly, and God knows things fly in and out of there all the time, it must have nested in yours.
Well, as a common target, formed
like a TV movie inside.
That's
your head.
A good word, Don. Nested. That is a very good word.
Well, maybe I don't know. Maybe a lot of gay people find me attractive, and I'm just overly sensitive.
Could you describe the man?
I don't remember what he looked like.
Oh, that's a lie. That's a lie. When did this happen?
8 weeks ago? I don't know.
8 weeks ago. Look at him! Look at him sprinting away from this.
And you didn't think to mention it? I mean, with all of the other,
I think I did.
Insignificant crap you tell us.
I think I did because I came in and I showed you the Beatles.
When you exchanged the box set, was there any contact, finger contact at all? Did your hands briefly touch?
Just brief. No,
I will share. You know what? I'm comfortable with sharing a gay moment I had recently. It was on the streets of New York City.
Yes.
I was walking along with my best pal, and on two, maybe even three separate occasions, our hands touched. Inadvertently. And I don't think it was an accident. I think we both wanted it to happen.
There are no accidents.
Was it a brush? Was it a grab?
It was the third time.
Third time I grabbed his hand.
The third time, and we remember the third time. It was just noticeable. It's like, Jesus.
It was a good trip.
Can we get away? I mean, can we not stand so close to each other? No, that's what we're both thinking. We're walking in rush hour traffic.
You know, it's the streets of New York.
Was it a pursuit? Was one of you pursuing me?
No, I think it happened, you know, just quite naturally.
Let's focus this back on you, though, Vito.
Yes.
All right.
You wanted this to happen.
Maybe, you think?
Yeah. Or you wanted him to, you know, maybe be more...
It's always nice to be wanted.
Sure.
It's flattering.
Did you imagine that you'd be the pitcher or the catcher?
I didn't go that far at all.
Well, go that far.
Was he attractive?
I don't remember him as being attractive. I can swear on my kids.
You know, the fact that he's continuing to deny is what's really starting to frighten me.
I can swear on my kids. I don't remember what he looks like.
Let me give you a little primer.
I believe you've blocked it out.
I'm in touch with my homosexual side. I've accepted it. We have said for years on this show that between 5% and maybe 15% on a good day.
Sure.
Ask me the same question. Say, was he attractive?
Was he attractive?
He was gorgeous. That's the way you answer that question.
All right.
The more you deny, the more I'm getting concerned.
Okay, he was gorgeous then.
Well, now you're lying.
True enough.
Now you're lying.
Well, was he a younger or older man?
I guess he was about my age.
Ah.
Seasoned.
It's a match.
Seasoned.
Not a child, not an oldster. Right in the perfect demo.
Not a boy, not yet a man.
Not a man.
Yet like you.
That is rough. Now we got to wait, a few months before Dude Walker does that again? Not a boy, not yet a man.
Did he have facial hair? Do you remember that?
I don't remember him as having facial hair, no.
You don't remember anything about him at all.
I don't.
Was his hair close cropped?
I think it had. I think he had curls.
Of course he did.
Long shoulder length curls.
I do think because he was
elderly golden curls.
In your opinion, overly attentive, he was coming on to you.
Well, he came to me three times.
But was there a spark? Did you sense something? And incidentally, to and on are two different words. I just thought I'd throw that out there.
I guess you're right. I think he
wanted a
spark.
Thank you for getting that one, because you can't revisit that one if nobody gets it.
Buzz, I think he wanted a spark.
Okay.
You think he wanted a what?
A spark.
Based on the sheer attention you got, I think there was something there. I think there's something to your story. Because the fact is, I mean, how often do you go in those stores stand around for 3 hours and nobody even walks up to you?
Exactly.
You're very lucky, really.
You big palooka. What do you think it is about you that turned him on?
Probably my muscles.
I'm going to ask a serious question. serious question, and I want everybody to answer it seriously, and I mean this, because I have a serious answer to it and an honest answer.
Yes.
Has anybody in their memory ever legitimately been hit on by a guy?
Negative.
Buzz?
Yes.
Absolutely. Yeah, I can say yes. I know exactly where it was, too. And Joe's raising his hand.
Hi, Joe. What happened to you?
Yep.
I was one time, I think I was once mistaken as a couple with my father. Does
really?
That count?
Yeah, that counts.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you did tell that story on the air.
They sat us in the in a swishy restaurant.
You guys were in a picture window,
they
right?
Put
right
us
up front?
At the front window.
Oh, right.
Nice. And my father says, you know what's happened here? And I said, what? This is, they pictured us as a May-December romance, and they want to show it off. And I said, ew. But yeah, I don't think I've ever been hit on it.
I was in a bar. I don't remember the name of it, but I know that it was a bar that kind of went both ways. Mm-hmm. You had men and women in the bar. And I remember this. This probably doesn't count as a hit on, but I will never forget the look where it was across the bar and a guy looked at me and I got the, in Napoleon Dynamite,
the eyebrows
that his brother gives.
Right.
I got the eyebrows. I mean, unmistakable eye to eye contact and, and of course I responded in kind. No, I didn't. No. But I do remember that vividly. I remember that very vividly.
Let's go to Harry Hedonism. Harry?
Yes, hi.
Harry, when did a man come on to you?
It was actually a group of men in Chicago on the street.
Of course.
Of course, he trumps me.
And one of them, several, I don't know, whistled and said, I guess, what you'd call flattering things.
You know what?
Did he just blow me out of the water, so to speak?
Yeah, so does me. Hold on. A wild card.
Yeah, this is interesting.
Let's go to Slow Joe.
Slow
Joe?
Joe. Yes.
Well, when did a gay guy hit on you?
Oh, God, it was years ago in Georgetown, back when I was probably 18 or 19 years old.
Really?
Older college.
Sexy young Joe.
Right. Yeah. With my mullet.
So what happened?
Go ahead. College guy came up to me at, it was Annie Oakley's. Remember that joint?
I do indeed.
Yep.
I remember when that opened.
They used to have pool tables and stuff. And me and my buddies.
Upstairs. You used to have to go upstairs to it.
Me and my buddies were shooting pool, and this guy is an older college student, I would say, was shooting pool by himself. And
I bet he was.
He comes.
Hey.
He's giving me that look, and then he comes up and goes, I'm over here playing all alone.
Joe.
And I was like, yeah, you sure are.
Okay, so and you were. It was pretty obvious.
Without a doubt. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. But
I'd corroborate Mr. Artinger and say that my experience too happened in Georgetown, which
probably
was,
Buzz, did you have I mean, you probably had the most direct, right? I mean, did guys say what they wanted to do to you?
They didn't get terribly graphic because we were on a public street.
What did they say?
I don't remember. It's been a long time ago now, but they were just like, hey.
You want me to? I know what they said.
Okay,
look at that ass.
Hey, that's a tight shirt.
Might have been something like that. I don't know.
It's what Al Pacino says. Only not she's, he's.
He's got a great ass. Great ass.
So refreshing when we have these open dialogues.
Yes, it is.
Rob, you have to really embrace it a little bit more.
I feel I've let everybody down. Really, to the best of my knowledge, I've never had a gay guy hit on me.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm surprised with all the cities
sorry.
You've been in.
So sorry.
Let's wait. Well, maybe Joe will call in. Homo Joe.
Perhaps you've never, picked up on the subtle clues that Buzz and I are so sensitive to.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps in your inability to believe that it could happen, you haven't recognized what are very direct overtures.
Well, there was one time with Ken Stevens.
Yeah. That was everybody,
though.
I knew it. That was everybody that was here.
But I knew.
Sweet Ken.
As soon as
Did you say Sweet Ken?
Sweet Ken.
As soon as he kissed me, I said, you taste like Mike.
Damn you.
That was the end of it.
Damn you for revealing my secrets.
He said, shut up.
How I got the gig. The casting couch by Mike.
Shut up, bitch.
Wow.
Shut up.
Those were the good old days.
Yeah.
Rob, would you go back to that store?
I have since then.
Well, very sure. Good. Of course you would.
And when I'm done with you, send Earl Merton in.
There you go.
Ken Stevens was insatiable.
GEM.
No one could satisfy that appetite from Ken Stevens. My God. No. Oh, the moments we had.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Man, oh, man.
Don and Mike Show, get a break.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Richard Hayden?
Tommy.
So where's my dad? I thought he was going to meet me at the airport.
He was at the airport this morning, but you weren't on the plane.
He said he had a surprise for me.
Maybe. I guess you should have called.
I did call earlier when using the phone.
Earlier? When was that?
Or later when then I left a message.
A message? What number did you call?
249-5678.
I can't hear you. You're trailing off. And did I catch a niner in there? Were you calling from a walkie-talkie?
No, it was cordless.
The Don and Mike Show. The sun likes them.
Right.
Don and Mike.
And welcome back to the best of Don and Mike. Oh, damn, between friends. Let's get right back into it, because we are into a really good segment. Hey, I think it's time for a little Fred Wilson on the best of Don and Mike.
Where's the Cheryl stuff? Where'd this thing
put away? Cheryl at the Gay Pride Parade?
Yep.
Because
I love you, Gay Pride Parade.
She has great tapes. Oh, but you know what else? Hold on a second. This guy's good today, too. Craig is good today,
this guy's
too.
Good. You almost sounded like Larry there. This guy's real good.
No, Craig is.
This guy's real, real good.
You know what? I think we'll go with it. We'll save the Cheryl tapes for tomorrow.
Hold on.
Hold on. Here she is. Speak of the devil. Here is CTV right now.
Hi, Cheryl.
Hi. I'm your big, fabulous, delicious, dykelicious dyke. How are you?
Did you have a good time at the Gay Pride Parade?
Oh, my God. It was so fun in the dyke march and the parade and the festival, and I found some of the queerest people on the face of the earth for you guys.
Good work. God bless you. We've only heard, like, just the intro. You know, we've been a little backed up the last couple of days here, but... You know how that
goes, Cheryl.
You've been backed up?
Backed up, yeah. A lot of cheese.
I've been backed up, too, from time to time.
But have no fear. We'll play those tapes tomorrow, because really the Craig Wilson from today is so disturbing yet...
Delightful?
Delightful. Mm-hmm. That we've got to go with that.
You know, a lot of people saw the Mike Fag, and knew exactly who I was, and there are so many queers that love your show, and they all think that you really are at least 5 to 15% gay, all of you.
Yeah, you tell them they are spot on with that.
Super. Mm-hmm. All right, listen, we've got to go do our Craig Wilson thing, so we'll talk to you tomorrow. Talk to you when we play your
song. Thanks, Cheryl. Right.
Goodbye, Cheryl.
Love you long time.
Bye.
Cheryl, and if the intro's any indication, I can't wait to hear those tapes from Cheryl. I bet they're all good.
We'll hear them tomorrow.
It's all good.
But now, as long as we're talking gay, talking about gay people, from today's USA Today. Here you go. I'm sorry, Mike, there's a copy. From today's USA Today. And again, you got to give this one a chance. This is one that will just grow on you like a fungus.
All right.
Kids, the final word. The Final Word by Craig Wilson. Kids know family, even if politicians don't. And, of course, we read this right out of USA Today. It's on the front page of the Life section today. I have a new neighbor. She moved in last week. Her name is Josephina. But everyone on the blog already called her Josie. I don't know a lot about her. She hasn't shared much yet.
But she has a great laugh, which is better than anything she could say.
She especially likes it when I put my bare foot in her mouth. It drives her crazy.
You might want to read that one.
She especially likes it when I put her bare foot in my mouth.
There you go.
What did I say?
And maybe you didn't say the right
thing. I did read it the right way.
Sorry.
She especially likes it when I put my bare foot in. God damn, you threw me off. She especially likes it when I put her barefoot in my mouth. It drives her crazy, in fact.
Well,
sending her into fits of laughter. Hiccups, even.
I'm not surprised.
Most everyone seems to enjoy that little trick of mine.
Oh, no.
I told you.
You got me.
Jesse is 10 months old.
A Leo.
So there's trouble ahead. And came to play among us from Guatemala.
Feelings like a her new single, Mom, spent most of the winter there, waiting for all the paperwork to be completed and the adoption to be approved. It took 5 months.
Josie moves more quickly. She's adapted to her new life here with ease. Strolls in the park with her already protected dog, Jake. Stoop sitting with the neighbors at dusk. Snacks of whole wheat Cheerios with Mom.
It will be fun to watch her grow up. I wish I'd never met like Ben. Like Ben. Another young neighbor who once lived next door. I suspect Josie, too, will appear regularly at our kitchen window.
What's up? Ben used to ask.
Translation. Do you have any cookies in there?
We did. And we will again.
Every time I see Josie, I can't help but wonder what her life would have been if she hadn't been adopted. If she had been left to grow up in a Guatemalan orphanage.
What would have happened to her? Who would she have become?
I thought the same thing when we visited an orphanage in Ethiopia in February. I told you.
Wow.
It's a slow burn, isn't it?
It is. Like
Ethiopia in February. We stopped by to offer. Hold on. Ethiopia in February.
Just to get through this one.
We stopped by to drop off items from a neighbor
who had adopted her son there last year.
Dozens of children surrounded us. The boys playing kickball in the courtyard. The girls giggling at the foreigners in their midst.
Then one girl, 10 or so, asked the woman who was giving us a tour of the property whether we were her family who had come to take her home.
I had to turn away when the guide translated what she had just said. I almost lost it.
But what struck me was that she didn't ask whether we were her new All-American Leave It to Beaver parents. She just asked whether we were her family. It didn't seem to matter to her that standing before her were two balding, middle-aged, gay men. Yeah! Where?
I would have taken her home on the spot. I would have taken them all home.
Easier said than done, of course.
Florida already bans all adoptions by gays. Ohio was the first state this year to introduce such a bill. The 7 states filed similar measures last year. And a half a dozen more than that are expected to follow suit.
Some people, including John Jodette of Indiana Equality, which is fighting a proposed ban on gay adoption in that state, their legislation could be interpreted more broadly to include unmarried couples and even singles.
It's slippery slope stuff, he says. This is very intended.
If so, the Josies of the world wouldn't get moms. The single moms of the world wouldn't get Josies. And I wouldn't get a little brown face peering in my kitchen window every morning.
Seems to me a losing proposition all around.
Well, you know what, Greg?
He got a little political at the end there, but boy, in that second half.
Full of surprises.
Starts with a surprise. And you got me because I literally had not seen it till that very minute. Wow.
I imagine he's used to seeing a little black, brown face every morning.
Wow.
You know, his partner, Jack.
Oh, God. Hadn't thought of that.
You understand what I'm saying, of course.
Wow.
you know.
Oh, boy. There it is, the final word.
Either the Y.
Wow.
Oh, ho.
Oh, there you go. I bet Josie turns out as well as young Ben did.
So, you know, we didn't hear any more details on that. Just one little stanza. Wow.
Just show his little face at the windowsill.
Fantastic. Well, that was a strong one today.
Thank you, Craig. We got a break. We'll be right back, friend.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Listen, my friend, I am a supporter of the gay community. I wore a red ribbon to the Emmys. I have been to several Elton John concerts.
What does that mean?
Elton John is a gay.
The Don and Mike Show.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program, The Best of Don and Mike.
Thank you, Sonny, and let's just keep going. It's a very gay day today on The Best of Don and Mike. So continuing on in that vein, let's get to Cheryl the Big Dyke tapes at the Gay Pride Rally in Washington, D.C. It's The Best of Don and Mike.
All right, let's get to the gay stuff. Not that that's not gay in its own right.
Gay, but not too gay.
But our good friend, Cheryl the Big Dyke, went to the Gay Pride Parade here in D.C. over the weekend.
And I think has already been demonstrated. We have lots of supporters in the gay community here in Washington, D.C. and around the country. And I think Cheryl always manages to mention that and finds people that enjoy the show and listen to the show. The thing I like about the Gay Pride Parade is that you have a lot of people that are not just out. They are way out.
Yeah.
Really out.
And this is just one bite of our gay... of our gay apple.
Uh-huh.
Because next week we'll have the tape from Homosexual Joe.
Yes.
Homo Joe's going to the Gay Pride Parade in Baltimore this weekend with his tape recorder.
Right. And I understand that's an angrier Gay Pride Parade.
Bite the gay apple.
Yay.
Bite the gay Granny Smith.
Wonderful.
She's the red apple, he's the green apple.
Is that how it works?
Yeah. Or maybe it's vice versa.
I didn't even know that.
I don't know.
I don't know the rules.
Just made that up.
No.
And now here's Cheryl the Big Dyke at the Gay Pride Parade.
Excited about Gay Pride Weekend?
Yeah! Donna Mike, yay!
Are you a pitcher or a catcher?
Wow. I'm the umpire.
Oh, dear.
Oh, no. How about you? I know you're a catcher.
Try again, sister.
Oh, no. Thanks.
God.
Wow.
Cheryl she gets right into the specifics of it, doesn't she?
Not a good guesser, though.
Why are they talking about baseball?
She's so much better than Joe. And we send Joe out with finely tuned scripts.
I know.
I mean, scripts that are this close
away. Which Joe? Are you talking about Homo Joe or our Joe?
Oh, no. Joe Ardinger.
Right.
We send Joe out with scripts that are this close to being as funny as Jay Leno scripts.
Our writers just labor over the scripts for Joe for hours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Cheryl's got no prep service at all. And look at her.
She wings it.
Winging it.
Yeah.
Know how to party.
Sounds like it.
Sounds like a wild party right there.
I believe that was...
You doing standing next to a speaker?
Some of her biting sarcasm.
Yes.
I think so. And there's the word again, biting.
A little disco music.
Like the apple.
I'm at the Dyke March right now.
Now we're getting somewhere. Yes, we are.
Stop the hate. 2, 4, 6, 8,
and the apathy. Stop the hate.
2, 4, 6, 8,
and the
apathy. Stop the hate. 2, 4, 6, 8. We're just different. All these
what?
Tourists.
That was a cute one. Let's
see
that one with
that. I like that one.
All right, everyone. 2, 4, 6, 8. All these tourists can't be straight. 2, 4, 6, 8. All these tourists can't be straight. 2, 4, 6, 8. All these tourists can't be straight. 2, 4, 6, 8. All these tourists can't be straight.
That's fun. So they're marching right now. That is a great cheer. 2, 4, 6, 8, all these tourists can't be straight.
Now more Cheryl the Big Dyke at the D.C. Gay Pride Parade.
Yes, please.
With us.
We're
love is this?
Banging.
Are these some Krishnas at the gay pride parade?
Once again, it's been possible to walk through the streets of Washington, D.C. within really reach of the places where laws are passed to restrict us and yet express a vibrant dyke sensibility, really, really consistent with the past several decades of combining work for gender and female identity, trans, the sense of being a vibrant community. All of that's here today. It's a really wonderful sight.
And do dykes rule?
Dykes totally roll. Dykes rock the world. We really run everything. We're the teachers, the social...
Hold on. That to me is like listening to any woman who's just going... until it gets to do dykes rule? Dykes rule! Right to
John and I were discussing this interview. The person is not identified, but does she not sound a lot like Ellen?
A little bit.
Yeah, I think we decided it wasn't.
I was going to say Hillary Clinton, perhaps, a little bit. And I'm not saying that because everybody knows my politics. You know, if I was if I was doing a different kind of radio show, you might say I was pandering just there. But really, I think there was a little of that sound.
A little tomboy.
Yeah. The workers, the nurses, the librarians, emergency techs. People who don't want us to be employed or to touch their children, we're really the people who provide all the services that are caregiving, respectful, and that keep the country going. And it's time that we're recognized as a major economic power as well as a source of basic everyday service.
Let's get back to Dykes Rule.
It is patriotism.
More poetry.
That's right. Dykes Rule, Don and Mike.
There you go. Thank you.
2, 4, 6, 8. All these tortoises can't be straight.
Always count on Gerald to bring it back on point.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
Dykes rule.
Yeah.
Hi, Don and Mike. I found a radical fairy at the Dyke March. You kind of look like you could be a guy somewhere under that, but you're not. And what's your name?
Potpourri.
His name, her name is Potpourri.
That's right.
And you're so beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
Are you a top or a bottom?
Bottom.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, I think you know what that means.
Well, she answered pretty quickly.
Sorry.
Are you a bottom when you're a woman and when you're a man or when you're just a woman?
I'm a bottom all the time.
Okay, guys. Catching all the time.
Gotcha.
Cheryl, CDC, always be catching.
Sounds like she's in the thick of it right now.
Oh, my. She got caught up in the moment there.
Was that Cheryl who was yelling?
I think so.
I think you're right.
I think so. Here's more. I want to be in my mother?
No, in that number. Yeah, I think they kept the original word.
Not a bad lyric, though, Don.
What is this?
Wow.
That Cheryl on the bullhorn?
No, I think that sounds to me like maybe that's an older lesbian. You decide to take you're taking everybody out for a nice quiet day in the city, you know. Want to take you to Lincoln Memorial?
Exactly. A little pitchy. Okay, what's next?
Your family values are a lie. How many more queer kids must die? Your family values are a lie.
What?
That one sounded a little distorted to me.
You guys like chant with me. I don't do it alone. Get out of here, chant.
Get out of your chair. Bisexuals are everywhere. These chants are fantastic.
Yes, they are. Out of your seat! Out of your chair! Bisexuals are everywhere!
Right.
Out of your seat! Out of your chair! Bisexuals are everywhere!
Wow.
You never know when a bisexual is about.
Tranny boys are really great.
Tranny boys are really great?
Yes.
I hear cowbells.
Well, of course.
Picture a lot of banners.
Tranny girls are really great.
2, 4, 6, 8.
Tranny girls are really great.
Is that transsexual?
Yes.
Tranny girls are really great.
Well, it's either or, isn't it?
Okay,
yeah, I guess it could be either in this case.
Stop that one. Everybody's got a goddamn cheer. Let's see what's next.
Sure.
We're at the Gay Pride Parade, and I have here with me Ophelia Bottoms, one of DC's most fabulous drag queens. Tell me, Ophelia, are you feeling gay today?
Oh, yes, Cheryl. I'm feeling super fabulous.
Ophelia Bottoms.
Hold on. Hold on.
Yeah.
New favorite right
yes.
here.
Ophelia Bottoms.
What do you think, Mike? Regular or menthol?
I think
before.
Harvey Fierstein.
Ophelia Bottoms.
Yeah, we've heard Ophelia before.
Well, this is wonderful. Well, then I'm ready for the next act.
Pride Parade, and I have here with me Ophelia Bottoms, one of DC's most fabulous drag queens. Tell me, Ophelia, are you feeling gay today?
Oh, yes, Cheryl. I'm feeling super fabulous, ooper-duper gay. I have my rainbow mohawk and all my rainbow accoutrements to ride in this fabulous gay parade. Happy Pride, everybody.
God.
Okay. Okay, well, we're all... We're just taking it all in.
Right.
Like a good parade.
Okay, we're getting ready for the parade, and the gay music is everywhere.
I'll give her credit. She is doing another fabulous
job.
You
know what that is?
What?
That's gay guy, face down, ass up music. You know what I mean?
Wow.
Gotcha.
We have a couple luscious lesbians here who are Latina, luscious Latina lesbians. And they want to say Happy Pride Day in Spanish.
Happy Pride Day in Spanish.
No, no, you have to say it in Spanish.
Feliz Día del Orgullo Gay.
Came right back at you. Thanks.
Oh, I wish Cheryl had lingered with the Latinas.
A little more of that.
I'm here at the Pride Parade with Christopher Peterson, who is looking just like Lucille Ball. Tell me, how happy are you to be here at Gay Pride?
Hi, Cheryl the Dyke. I'm fabulous. How are you?
You even sound like Lucille Ball.
Yeah.
Happy Pride Day, Lucille.
Happy Pride Day.
Thank you.
Play that one again.
That's a replay.
Wow.
That's a replay.
Oh,
I think
he's
called us before.
Hi, Cheryl.
I'm here at the Pride Parade with Christopher Peterson, who is looking just like Lucille Ball. Tell me, how happy are you to be here at Gay Pride?
Hi, Cheryl the Dyke. I'm fabulous. How are you?
You even sound like Lucille Ball.
Yeah. Wow.
Happy Pride Day, Lucille.
Happy Pride Day.
We did the boy voice. Thank you.
Wow.
That's great.
That's a new one right there.
Yeah.
That's so good.
It sounds like a great parade.
You know what? Hold on. I just got to make a quick... I need to break the flow of this. Just give me one second.
Hello?
Hello, Johnny?
Yes.
Hi. Put your retarded brother on the phone.
Hello?
Joe.
I heard him laughing.
Are you listening to this?
Yes.
Do you hear how she carries herself with the microphone?
Well, she's gay.
What's wrong with her?
Gay people are happier.
Happier.
They're better than you and I.
Joe.
Are you saying that you're not satisfied with the field work that our own Joe Ardinger is doing?
I'm saying that you put that in her diminutive, tiny, little dove-like hand,
yep.
And somehow carrying around that gigantic microphone with that big CBS News flag on it,
mm-hmm.
She is still able to make magic happen,
it is,
Joe.
It is her second Gay Pride home run.
Gay people said. Are just funny.
Joe, just please listen and learn.
I am. I'm enjoying it as much as you are.
She's a master interviewer.
Joe?
Of course she is.
There he is.
Joe!
I don't think he's taking us seriously.
Know if he believes.
No, no. Now, you see, gay people are better in entertainment than the rest of us.
Get us throw a few more stereotypes in there, Joe.
Right.
Now, what do you really think, though?
Oh, I'm loving it.
Yeah. No. I'm in about gays.
I love gays.
Really?
I think I'll have me one in a few minutes.
Hey!
Oh, wow, all right.
That man to go somewhere else to do that.
Oh, there. Meanwhile, shaved head over there. Skinhead in the other hand. You better go somewhere else.
Mr. Lice.
I'm not gay. You know what they say about people who protest so much?
Absolutely, Joe.
That's right, Joe.
I think Joe's got it in perspective.
He thinks he's a fag.
You know, as a matter of fact, a good follow-up to this would be if we ever got to those gay confessions we wrote. Do you still have those, boys?
Yeah, of course. Uh-huh.
And we could analyze those as well.
Yeah, we didn't really go into a lot of detail.
No, I think, didn't we start with either Joe or John?
We did John's. Mm-hmm. Red John.
We did John's, yeah. Red John. That used to be his gay name, as a matter of fact.
Red John.
Red John. Because he was always red after
red
he was
red and angry.
Done. No, red like blood.
Oh, my. Cranberry juice.
From being the pitcher.
Oh, dear. Red John.
That's right, man. Yeah,
here comes Red John.
All right, Joe. Well, listen. Listen and learn. Listen and learn.
Take
from,
notes.
From the great Cheryl the Big Dyke.
Very good.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Toodaloo.
Good day.
Joe.
Yeah, back in the days when John Norman was called Johnny Red the Bobblehead.
Before his days as Johnny Six.
Play this gay music. Now, why'd she put this on?
Because we can all dance to it.
We know how to party.
That's why. She's tongue in cheek there.
Yeah. No, she's funny.
A little bit sarcasm.
Oh, yeah. And this would be the last one.
Yeah, I didn't edit anything. It's all just plain stream of consciousness, Cheryl.
All right, fantastic.
She's great. Go tell your retarded brother back there to learn something.
Mm-hmm. Come on, Red.
Give him a learning.
Bye-bye.
Johnny Red, the bobblehead.
And this is the final cut. This is the final cut of Cheryl the Big Dyke.
Okay.
After I'm with a radical fairy. Tell me your name, please.
I'm Eldritch. And this?
Potpourri, sachet.
We interviewed Potpourri earlier at the Dyke March. You're looking so femme.
Oh, thank you.
And beautiful.
Oh, thank you even more.
Are you excited that it's Gay Pride?
Oh, my God. I'm so glad for Pride. It's just great
How
to be out here.
You?
I am so proud. I am, like, so proud I'm going to burst. Just burst.
Are Don and Mike gay?
Oh, they are so gay.
Thank you.
I know, and they love it. At least 5%.
As long as they like it 5% of the time.
Exactly. Thank you. Happy gay pride. I know your name is Carlos, and I want to know, are you a top or a bottom?
A top, maybe.
What do you mean by maybe?
80-20%.
80-20 what?
Okay. 80% top, 20% bottom.
Yeah. So 80% pitcher, 20% catcher.
Absolutely.
Happy Pride Day.
Thank you. Happy Pride Day.
Thank you, Carlos.
With? Go, Mama, go. We're supporting Actors Theater of Washington, the gay and lesbian premiere.
Carlos O'Kelly.
In town.
Gay actors?
There is, and they put on great shows for the community.
Okay, I've never heard of a dramatic queer.
Oh, there's tons of those in the community, honey. Just look over. A
lot of sarcasm.
Cheryl's being very sarcastic.
And Noy, have you met Noy? She's from Go Mama Go.
Okay, well, we're going to Go Mama Go up to the other side of the parade. Happy Pride.
Thank you. Happy Pride.
She's taking charge.
Yeah.
Large and in charge.
That's right.
Cheryl's a big guy.
Now, let's give her a round of applause. Another home run from Cheryl.
Applaud all of them.
Really, that was good. Not a bad cut among them, right?
And a tough act for Homo Joe to follow.
Even when she would just let the music roll, she was just goofing on the music.
We know how to party.
Well, if you're out there, Cheryl, darling,
you did a wonderful job.
It was really great.
You know what that is? That's that American University journalistic skill. That's what that is. Absolutely.
Come on down and Rob will TF you.
Thank you.
Oh, Mike, just, now, look, you nearly drowned Mike. He choked on his water.
Because when he says something like that, I immediately go right to the movie.
Jesus, that is something.
That's that movie where you can't tell people apart. Oh, man.
Oh, dear.
Really? I mean, Jesus, they both got the same haircut.
Tell her to call ahead. Set aside
some
time.
Just while your wife's out of town.
Please.
See, yeah.
That's where Rob finishes and goes, okay, now me.
No, thank you.
Wow.
With her drippy.
Oh, God. Wow. Oh, my.
Oh. First just scrubbing bubbles.
Oh, yes, sir. With her harness. Don't forget that.
We've seen Cheryl.
It's in my movie.
Wearing her
antique harness.
Her leather harness for her boobs. Where are you going, Mike?
Going back.
Where are you going? He's laughing so hard.
I'm just thinking about her harness, Don.
That he's walking around laughing.
She still, her harness doesn't fit her like it used to. It's a lot bigger.
More room.
Yep. That's right. Room for two.
Buzz, how would you're a connoisseur of all things leather.
Yeah.
How would you describe, it's not a bustier, it's like a biker type thing she had, right?
Yeah, it's some kind of like cross strap over each shoulder.
It's a cross strap that goes over each shoulder and underneath the breast.
Yeah, it lifts and separates.
Not always.
Well, it separates.
It separates.
Mike, when you had the movie in your head about Robin's Cheryl,
yeah,
who was on top?
Cheryl.
For the TF movie.
Cheryl was.
So Cheryl, hold on.
No, actually, you can tell them apart.
Thank you.
Because of the chest hair. I won't go any further than that.
And there it lies.
Seriously, I would love to have Robin Cheryl take one of those Annie Leibovitz photographs.
Both
shirts. Where they both have their shirts off.
Right.
That would be, and no, you wouldn't have to see anything bad. But no. I'd give $1 million. I'd pay you $100 to take that.
Like the picture of John Lennon and his ex-wife.
I would pay you $100 cash.
I'll match
to
that.
Take that, and Buzz will match that.
Well, we'll talk.
All right, and it doesn't have to be. What if it was just you? With your arms around Cheryl, just to, or you know, or vice versa.
I understand. So no actual breasts are exposed.
No breasts, but it would be a tasteful shot. But it would be both of you.
Neither of my breasts.
Black and white.
Yeah. And it would be maybe her just covering up, and you back to back,
or you covering her with your hands.
And it would just be from the waist up.
Yeah.
We'll see. We need a good. We'll call Annie.
No, we've got a talented photographer we can find. Yeah. You know.
We'll use the digital camera that we use for everything else around here. We'll just use the camera that's held together with the rubber band.
Where's the art?
The rubber band camera.
It is. Isn't
that's right, Joe, with Rob in the harness.
No, I don't do a harness.
Well, they'll both fit now.
I know Cheryl would be game for it, don't you think?
She would,
She's lost all that weight.
We could do it.
Mm-hmm. What's that?
We could do it.
We could do it. All right, good. That's
you want artful. Something artful.
Thank you, Rob. Yeah.
I'll need that in cash.
You got it.
I will pay you in cash. I'd love to see it.
Black and white, maybe.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, absolutely. Lucky.
Make it artsy fartsy.
Make it real artsy fartsy. I know a photographer that could do it.
You don't want it in color.
I know a photographer that could do it very, very quickly.
You want like a Vanity Fair type color.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Where you think you're seeing something, but you don't really see
That's
something.
That's exactly what it is. Rob and Cheryl in their Vanity Fair cover shoot.
Rob's hands over her boobs.
Or vice versa. You know, I mean, whatever. You
yeah.
Know, yeah.
Her hand over his boobs. Her hand over his junk.
Now hold it.
Now.
Waist
oh,
up.
No. Man, now you're talking about it. Now, really. Like the full length.
I'm talking about them doing a, give me a break. You were nice enough to say his wife. Give me a break on the alarm because you said his wife.
Right.
I was thinking.
Do you remember the Vanity Fair?
Hold on. I was thinking like Rob mentioned before, a John and Yoko thing.
Yeah. Oh, with
I got a pass on the alarm on the Yoko.
Since
alarm.
You mentioned Vanity Fair a short time back, I think it was I forgot the name of the director, but it was his issue, and the cover was Scarlett Johansson and Keira Knightley.
Yes.
Oh, we had that on our website as a matter of fact.
And that
that's it, Mike. Exactly.
Actually, really, it could be both of them just lying on a bear skin.
Just topless.
Just from the waist up and covered up in their own way.
Up.
Yes, I'm not going to have her cover me, nor I her.
You're not, you're not going to cover. No, we don't want that to happen.
You will cover your chesties, and she will cover her chesties.
It could even be, you know, both of you back to back, even. It could be whatever way the photographer wants to position.
Sisters are doing it for themselves.
Rob, I see a new publicity photo for you.
Do you now?
Oh, boy, do I. I see posters.
This could be big.
And I know it could be big. New avatar, absolutely. Are you kidding? Everybody that gets an email from me would get that in the picture.
And you walk out with your favorite thing in the whole wide world.
Money.
Right.
Cash.
And Cheryl.
Cash money. All right, well, thank you, Cheryl. Great job. We'll work on the Annie Leibovitz photo.
Fantastic.
Of Rob and Cheryl, the big dyke, topless together, so we can finally show you what this harness, this breast harness is.
Would you want her to wear the harness, though?
I think there should be at least one photo.
Of her in the harness?
Just to display it for folks.
Fantastic.
So they can see what we've been talking about.
Yeah, I can practically, I'm running to the website right now, and it's not even up there yet.
Can you imagine? Can you just imagine for a second what that harness must smell like?
Imagine.
Well, because it's not like you can throw it in the wash.
Here's the thing.
True.
I know that every guy out there has done this. if you most of us now, I think, have watches that have
metal
bands.
Right. Yeah.
But if you have a watch with a leather band,
oh, if you remember the leather strap,
and especially back in the day, you know, when we were all wearing those big gigantic collars and we had puka shells and everything, back then especially the stuff for the watches, your watch band was gigantic and made of leather and had like four big gigantic straps in it, and you would take that thing home at the end of the day and. Seriously, I know now. I know maybe we've even discussed this before in a previous life. But,
I don't think so. I don't know.
You know, what guy doesn't smell that?
Sure.
What guy at the end of the day?
It's awful.
After like wearing it for 2 years,
it's a pretty hot nasty. Day,
and you get home and you lay it down and you would smell it and it would just and it would not repulse you.
No,
it would
attract you.
Strangely fascinating.
An interesting smell.
Yeah. It approximate the smell of a shoe. Because it's a similar environment.
Worse.
No. Not as bad as a shoe.
Oh,
no.
I thought it worse.
Not with, like, foot odor. No.
You can get the same smell by going 2 days without showering and then rub your index finger behind your ear.
Same smell?
Same kind
not,
of.
Not
with a touch of leather.
Not as bad. The leather contributes to the smell.
Yeah, but I think if you were...
John Norman has brought his leather strap in.
Oh. Right. So, John, you have
how
a
old is
strap.
That watch?
The watch itself is about 5 or 6 years old.
How old is the strap?
Probably 2.
All right, give it a smell.
Wonderful.
Give it a smell.
Smells like leather. No appreciable odor.
Oh.
No sweaty.
No face.
Let's see my. Yeah, maybe you don't. You're not a big sweater.
And maybe it's also the things are getting better now. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Maybe. Yeah, I understand.
That back then, if you bought a leather watch wrist thing, maybe it was really like pig innards or something.
And it was wider, so it would hold more smell.
Moisture.
I will bet a year's salary that that watch strap that John brought in doesn't smell like Cheryl's harness.
No. Oh no.
And vice versa.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to have a contest to smell Cheryl's harness.
That's fantastic.
To see who could stand to seriously sniff it the longest.
That's true. You mean a contest with the people on this show?
Yeah. Now, it might not smell awful.
It might be. You never know.
But
she's clean.
Might smell like
she's
hot karate.
Decent.
Something tells me it might smell something like a snowmobile seat. You know,
snowmobile seat,
a used snowmobile.
Yeah, that's had other people's sweat and you know, because you're outside and you never really have a chance for the smell to go away. Or gosh, maybe
a rental saddle.
He wins.
A rental saddle.
Pretty good.
Rental saddle is the winner.
Oh, God.
We have a winner.
Just winner.
Yeah, right. Because it would have to be the fancy kind that's got
a Western saddle.
Right, the horse hair coming out.
Bicycle seat at a crowded vacation resort.
Again, a rental.
In a rental, yep.
Hold on. What important call is that, Rob?
I bet.
I hear a bird.
Is it Rip Torn?
Is it Tranny Daddy?
Oh, I got a text. I don't know how to do this. Hold on.
we are cutting edge technologically savvy here.
Who would send this?
Who would send you a text?
I don't know. Hold on.
Dear Mr. Spiewak, your new supply of Rogaine has come in.
That's it.
Congratulations. The Rogaine has come in. Just massage into scalp at the beginning of every day.
The used leather saddle you ordered.
A
rental saddle.
He wins.
He wins hands down. I should have shut up and not tried to improve upon it.
What are you doing? Who is it?
I can't tell.
What does it say?
It says it's receiving.
Dear Mr. Spiewak, looking forward to the photo shoot.
CBD. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Topless. And I bet she wants to touch you.
Yeah.
I bet that she wants her hands over your areola.
It's a great picture. Going to be a great picture.
Your nipples.
And I think the one I'm picturing is Rob is taller. So I picture Rob maybe standing directly in back of Cheryl. And Cheryl just covering with her hands.
Rob's nipples.
This is going to be the greatest photo shoot ever. Can we do it on the air? The photo shoot?
Do you have innies or outies?
Oh, my nipples are marvelous and out.
And it's got to be black and white.
Yeah, please.
Now, who is that?
Hello?
Jesus.
Hi, Cheryl. Can we call you back on the air? Okay, well, okay, bye-bye.
See, she's got his private number.
Yeah. Sure.
We got a break. We'll be right back, friends.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Can we just go, please? We go?
Baby, look at me. Look at me. Your money, you know what else? You're a big winner tonight.
I want to leave.
You're a big winner. I'm going to ask you a simple question. I want you to listen to me. Who's the big winner here tonight at the casino? Huh? Mikey, that's who. Mikey's the big winner. Mikey wins.
The Don and Mike Show.
Just drink the juice they give you.
Yeah.
The Don and Mike Show.
Drink that juice right up. Drink that whole damn juice. That's the Don and Mike. Don and Mike are on spring break. They'll be back soon. I'm your host, Legendary Joe Arden, with you on this fine, fine Monday afternoon. And boy, we're having a great show today. I've been enjoying myself. Hope you have been too. It's only going to get better. Because, you know, Mike likes to gamble a little bit, but he hates losing. And when the two come together, it certainly is the best of Don and Mike.
Mike?
Yes, sir.
How was your weekend, friend?
Now, you got a little taste of it over the weekend when I emailed you, and that was in the wee hours. I have to apologize to both my major social encounters of the weekend. I went out to a concert. Well, you might want to call it a concert. I call it something. It's something. It wasn't a concert. Went to see... My life insurance agent was on a kind of a lark, going to go see David Allan Coe, the old country performer.
Yeah. Now, I qualified this. David Allan Coe.
I qualified this, and this with a lot of my golfing buddies. This thing was all over the lot. This was just a weird social occurrence. But I'll tell you, the people that go to a David Allan Coe show, you see the just the loveliest people. I mean, just the most amazing people. This guy has... The way I understand it, and I don't know it that well, but this artist is a prolific songwriter who has, at one stage or another in his career, has been a fan of bikers. He has also been associated with the Klan.
Wow.
And he is also a country guy that's written like songs as mellow and adult contemporary as Please Come to Boston.
Right. Please come to Boston for the springtime.
Well, obviously, when he got on stage, he's 35 minutes late. Now, when you go to see a show, you know, if there's an opening act, you tolerate 35 minutes late. When he's the headline and there's nobody else, you know, I'm sitting there going, God, when's this going to start? We're out there at the theater. He comes on stage, and he's 60, 70 years old, and he's got the hair that goes, you know, right down here. It looked like a poodle. It started at the top of his head. You know when a guy just completely lets the hair grow out?
Was it still specter-ish?
It was actually longer than that. It was really ZZ Top-like. Only ZZ Top with a perm. It just was way out. He was all big, gray, thick hair.
Was it at the Kennedy Center?
Yes, it was the Kennedy Center. It was the Kennedy Center Honors, actually. So I had said, I had warned this guy, my buddy, that I might leave, and I just wanted to qualify.
Might is funny.
So that's the funny word.
He obviously doesn't know you that well. He knows you well enough to sell your life insurance. He doesn't know you that well.
Time on stage, 20 minutes. 20 minutes that it starts. And it was just a combination of things. Fact that he started.
That's
late,
my buddy. That's my guy.
I got there at 7:30, so I spent some quality time with Bill and all the folks there. But at 20 minutes into it, it's just this wall of guitars, and he's doing his one of those medleys. You know when artists get up there and they race through a medley with all his hits. He wrote "Take This Job and Shove It." That's one of the biggest things he ever wrote.
Wow.
So that's it. You know, and unfortunately could not hold my attention, and I split. At this point, two of the women go off like into the balcony of this theater to chat. There's another couple sitting there with the guy's wife, the lady's husband, and then my buddy Bill goes down the front to get a closer look at him, at this oddity that's on stage. And I end up saying, you know, check, please.
I made
a phone call later just to say we had a great time.
Good for you.
Wanted to say thank you. Yeah, we couldn't stay. We couldn't stay for the whole thing. But I hope there were no hurt feelings I certainly said that might happen.
That's not deserving of a big apology.
Right.
Certainly not like...
Right. Like what else happened?
Yeah.
Well, I ended up going out to...
This is where the real Mike comes
from.
Oh,
good.
We've seen this. I know what this story's about. We've seen this side of Mike before.
All right. I have... What I would like to call a family barbecue schedule. Not a family barbecue, but a barbecue with just a few friends. There aren't going to be kids there.
Right.
There is not going to be, you know, family there. It's going to be just some adults coming over and having some steaks on the grill.
Right.
All right.
I set this whole thing up. You know, I'm looking forward to it. Get up early in the morning. You know, once again, I'm at the doing the 10 o'clock thing, but it's going to Costco. And I hate the fact, and this is just message to Costco, which I love. Mm-hmm. You know, guys, please. I mean, on a weekend, maybe, how about 9 o'clock? Seriously. Yeah. How about just 9 o'clock?
Hey, Costco's hours are effed up. You ever try to go there, like, on a Friday night?
It's ridiculous.
Like, we're on vacation.
You're right.
You pull up, like, at 7:15. They go, hey, you know, Moose out front should have told you.
We is Costco? It's a Walmart. It's a grocery store.
It closes at 7.
Right. It's a Walmart. It's a grocery store. Apparently, it's supposed to be this great place to work. The employees love it because they have those hours. That's part of the whole attraction to the place. 10 o'clock is this just stampede. On Sunday morning, everybody's doing the same thing I'm doing. They're doing the total stampede into Costco, and I am already in prime, you know, my friends call me the hater. I'm in prime hater mode. I'm sitting next to Carla in the car, and I'm ramped up for this by looking at this woman the size of Jabba, who has obviously been sitting there in the prime space since 9:30, so she doesn't have to move her fat ass any extra way. And then for some reason, I'm just looking at her, looking at me, and she's drinking one of these just creamy latte, frothy fraps that she's just, you know, and I said to, I'm just sitting for no reason. No reason I'm hating this woman. All but right. I'm saying to Carla, there she is. Look at her. Look at, there she is drinking her big frappe, mocha, chocolate chip, caramel, delectable, bleh, you know, and she's just sucking this thing down. And I bet she doesn't go 15 minutes without something in her mouth that she's not enjoying. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about food. So it opens up. I get all my stuff at Costco. I get everything ready. I get the house all ready. Get the grill ready. Get everybody ready. Everybody arrives. It's very cool. And it degenerates. Really. I'm trying to like have a normal social event. I'm trying to have like just people over where you sit around and you socialize and you have steaks and you have a nice meal and everybody's like, yeah, thank you very much. Well, no. With me, it turns into a bar. It turns if it's my buddies, it turns in. It's an immediate. I mean,
of course it does.
There's a drinking game that started within 10 minutes of the people arriving. I'm cooking the steaks on it. Everybody likes the steaks, but everybody, you know, halfway through this barbecue is too lit to eat the steaks that I cook, so they end up taking them home at night. But what happens was the cards came out, and then I served the food. Some people ate, most people were still drinking, and then it's like, and then I bring it up. They're playing this card game. It's a drinking game. I said, why don't we play a regular card game? And I remember what you'd said to me about you like to be the dealer play a friendly game of blackjack.
The last time you guys were all at the house, I was the dealer, and I cleaned up the house.
You know what?
The house always wins. That's it's the cardinal rule, Mike.
Right. So we have, I say, why don't we do this? I'll be the dealer. And they all, you know, all of a sudden the drunken eyes get a little wide. It's like, oh, you'll be the dealer? Yeah, we'll all buy in and, you know, we'll have a little card game here. I said, yeah.
So the game is blackjack,
it's
right?
It's blackjack. And I sit there and I think when we started, I had 9 people that I was dealing to. And it progresses and it just gets more and more of, you know, drinks are flowing, everybody's left. And you suddenly realize, and this is something that I should have been very, very aware of, but the fact that I am the dealer, that I perhaps, because of the length of the afternoon, had not really clued in on, is that it will be 9 people at war with me.
Yeah, you're the opponent.
You're the house. Right.
Including Carla's mom's boyfriend's friend, who showed up and who was slick e-boy and decides that every time the dealer busted, which was me, he was going to go around and high-five everybody at the table.
Oh,
okay,
wonderful.
So this is a guy
C-O-B.
That I got my gun sights on already.
Cost of business when you're the house.
And he was right to my left, and he was, you know, he's this pretty guy, you know, Jack Wagner guy, and I'm just sitting there going,
Wagner, everybody.
It's just, you know, hey, and he knows all about cards, and hey, how come we can't split aces? I said, house rule! We can't split aces, because that's my house rule.
Right.
Do you split aces in your game?
Yeah.
Really?
Swear to God, if you're lucky enough to get 2 aces.
Oh, well, everybody got 2 aces. And they didn't split them. They weren't allowed. Didn't matter, though.
Good for you, Mike.
Didn't matter. So here's what happens.
Okay.
The girls, obviously, are in one room, and the guys are out playing blackjack. Then Carla came into the game and said, can I play? Well, this is when I'm down to nothing in the bank, but I say, yeah, you can, because I'm like, maybe in some way, you know, this will help.
Yeah,
this
smart.
Is not helping. And
family cause.
And
right?
It starts that I start losing it. And I mean losing it. And it goes from just making
jokes.
We're
not talking about money. We're talking about your temper.
My
right?
temper. Right. right. And because it starts with me making jokes mm-hmm. that are funny. I'm kind of laughing with everybody. That oh, man, just like anything I touch, I'm going to be the big loser today. uh-huh. This is the way it's going to go. Uh-huh. Okay. Dealer has 16. Dealer breaks. And then you hear, you know, oh, big fun.
High five.
Then they start hipping to the fact that I'm not liking the way this is going.
Oh.
Because when you are doing this and you lose, you got to pay everybody.
That's
and
the rule.
It's just killing me.
Yeah.
I have provided everybody with chips. And, you know, and incidentally, if this is illegal, you know, come to the house,
it's
put the cuffs
Mike.
On me. Okay?
It's not.
But I'm
not
reaching into the back.
Not high stakes, but what was the limit?
$5.
Okay.
There you go.
So I'm sitting there, and I'm reaching back into my poker chips that Carla got me for Christmas.
Right.
And I'm reaching in, like, 10 different times to get more chips. This is my money now that I'm going to have to come with out of my pocket.
Yeah.
So it starts with me going, yeah, I'm the big loser. It's like, ha, 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 ha. Then it was, I break a couple more times, and you start saying, oh, jeez.
Yeah.
And you hear this tone. This tone that makes me want to just get a machine gun out. And because everybody's going, oh, wow. Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa. And because I'm getting that tone, that,
and
geez.
That is
you guys have played cards with
that
me.
Is
you
that,
know.
Oh, very familiar.
You're talking about that's their reaction to you,
that's
correct?
That's their reaction mm-hmm. to me. Maybe I didn't articulate
when
it
you,
properly.
When you
they're
lose.
Letting too much emotion come into this. Let me say that their reaction to me starts by, ha, 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 laughing out loud. Then it's like, oh, geez. Then the reaction goes from that when I lose to, and then it starts this. Then every time I lose, you can hear this. You can hear this. Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And when I lost it is I at one point I have a 10 card, and everybody has garbage. And for some reason, they all didn't want to gamble and play the normal way. They just want to take. They want to stand because they're just counting on the fact that I'm going to break. So I lift over my 10 card,
yeah.
And then I lift over my 4 card. I have 14.
14 right? showing.
And then
so you got to take a hit.
Why waste time? I immediately lift over my 10 card again. So the dealer has 24.
24.
And that's when this is the sound I heard. And I hear this.
Yeah.
And I look, and Carla's laughing too. And I went,
oh.
Okay. I'm going to take a little break now. I'm going to take a little walk. Thank you. Enjoy. Hope you've had a great time. And I just walk out. And I realize, you know, when you do this and you realize that you've made the move where you've got guests of, you know, 10, 11 people that are sitting there and you are the total ass and there's no way that you're going to redeem yourself without. So I walk out and I take my beer and I like throw it at a tree. And I miss. So it just bounces. It skids across the backyard. And I'm out there in the pouring rain. And I'm like, what the hell am I going to do? Am I going to go sit in the car? Or no.
Hey,
what I'm going to do, I'm going to go back and I'll go to New York and eat ass.
Yeah.
I'm going to go back.
Lost in America.
I'm going to get back. I'm going to walk back into the house. And I have an excuse because one of the guys had ridden his motorcycle up there. And he had left his helmet out. And it was wet. So this is my entree back into the room. And I come in. That I come is, in pretending.
That is weak.
It is totally weak, and it's totally transparent.
But
and I walk back in like nothing's happened, even though I've had this little tantrum, and I go, okay, I'm all done with that, taking my little bathroom break, and incidentally, your helmet is soaking wet. And so here's the idiocy. I have a bathroom right around the corner, so now I've told 11 people that I just, you know, went wee-wee on the deck, and I've got this. So I sit back down, and I think we played two more hands, and then I gave them all the food, and everyone went home.
The end.
So I want to apologize to all of my guests. I was not the best host. It was a little too much day.
Yep.
It was a little different party than I had anticipated. Mm-hmm. It was just a little too much everything. It was just too much. It was too much weekend.
I know you.
And I was not happy. And I don't like to lose. But here's the thing that's bad. I lost. I ended up losing like $6-7 total. I thought I lost like 30.
Oh.
And then so I was actually pretty happy. And then Carla reminds me this morning, well, what about the money you loaned me when I bought into the game? And I went, oh, yes, I lost that too. So technically I did lose more than anybody else at the table. I think that's the way it worked. And it was just a... you know, the whole weekend. I woke up this morning saying, "Boy, the whole weekend was just me being an ass."
You had the we've seen it before.
You've seen Mike. It at the poker game. We've starts with a joke, and
yeah. then when he fight and mm-hmm. and Mike's lowballing it. I'm mm-hmm. sure you weren't an ass in front, a total ass, right. like you know.
Well, I made the
an
ass.
Age.
No, I made mean, the ass move where I got up and
but
I
Mike
said,
does,
"I'm leaving."
Like,
cards
okay.
were on the table. I left in the middle of like the you know the hand.
Oh,
I walked away in the middle of the shoe. And incidentally, I'm getting card shuffling machines. I'm going to get the shoe. I'm going to do exactly what you do. Because you know what? After all that, I want to do it again. I want to do wow. it again. And I'll keep my emotions in check. I was tired.
Okay, Tiger.
I will try. But, you know, didn't I do it at your house, too? Did I deal at all? Or didn't I try to deal and I lost then, too?
Yes. And you got mad. And
that
then when
sucked.
You, and then when you went
it's
back.
You did that. It's your fault. Because you came to me and you said,
the house always
the house
wins.
Always wins. Yeah. And Carlos said the same thing to me. House always wins. Well, not me. You know, when I deal, it's a big goddamn low pressure system that floats in over me, and it's just like, Donnie, it wasn't only raining on the outside. It was raining on the inside.
Well, as long as you can we all play again soon?
Yeah.
I'm ready.
You want to come over and play? I'll do it.
Come on. I got the fancy table.
He's got the table.
Yeah, I'll do it. I'll deal at your house.
No. My house.
He prefers
I'm the house.
You're the house? I'll do that. I'd love
Although,
to.
You know what?
I'd love to.
You know what? Hold on a second. No, you know, I got a feeling your luck is
how many?
Bad.
How many decks do you play when you do that?
I think two.
Two?
Two.
Okay.
You know what? Go ahead. Set it up at your house.
All right.
Set it up at your house.
All right.
That'd be fine. I have faith in your bad luck.
I got
that. You have
I got
bad
the kids
luck.
This weekend. Let's do it the following weekend.
Okay, you're on.
We'll do one of our afternoon things
you're
so we
on.
Can. We have to do evening
you're
stuff.
On.
We can do that.
At your house.
My house.
Your house.
4 o'clock Saturday, a week from Saturday.
Okay. Okay, good.
I need to get stuff now. I'll go out and buy the stuff.
And you're going to be the house.
I'll be the house.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
What's the... Okay, we'll do it.
All right.
So maybe I can redeem myself.
Okay. Can you and I have a...
Just you guys, okay?
Can you and I...
And don't bring any strangers.
Can you
Even
and
though I did meet this guy, I don't mean to offend him. Sorry. Sorry, I didn't mean to offend you. You were... Let me say this publicly, sir. I think his name is Rob. Rob, you were invited.
Was this a guy that showed up at your house
yeah,
who wasn't
guy that
invited?
Showed up. Yes, yes. But he was, I've met
was
him.
Was he a total stranger?
No, I'd met him before.
Was he there with other people?
Yeah, he was there with
invited?
Yeah, he was there with her. Yes, yes. He was
Great
He
name.
Was there, yes. And, yeah, that's what his name was, and he knew about cards just like you. I think that's what his name I'm pretty sure. Yes, I'm sure that was his name.
Let's say it was.
Well, it's already begun now.
Yeah. But I want you guys all to,
okay.
What's already begun now?
You're mad at me already and we're not.
Yeah, I am. I am. And I and also at Carla's business partner, Joey. I was mean to him too. And Joey, I apologize. All right. And your fajitas were delicious. Thank you very much. I just was really.
Someday we'll find out what he really did.
I was very. No, I didn't. Well, what do you think I'm hiding from?
No, I don't think you're hiding anything. I think, but the way you present it, I mean, no one has seen a real Mike O'Mara tantrum.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think you're doing it justice. I think I don't think you're trying to hide anything.
Well, I could lie and say that I hit somebody, but
I didn't
do that.
No, but I don't think that people understand, and I don't think...
They have to see my face.
Yeah.
The level of intensity.
You're not hiding.
I'm not... You don't think I successfully communicated the level of intensity. Maybe I didn't.
I've seen it.
Yeah.
I've seen
see,
it.
There's, the look. There's that look. Oof, God,
what
damn.
Now...
There's that look.
Look at me. I've
well,
seen
that's the
look.
Same look. It's the same look I was getting from everybody yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And then you all laugh when I walk away. Sucks. Hate being me. Yes, Rob. I snuck out and flattened four tires. Yes, if everybody woke up with a slow leak today, that was your charming host. Thanks for coming.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
This is great, but it's like lit.
Oh. So tell me, where have you been? I haven't seen you. You haven't even called or anything. Where have you been?
Well, Mom, I've been working nights.
And?
Well, tonight we were out late. We took a ride out to the country, and we hit one of those deers. That's where the blood came from. I told you. Jimmy told you before. Okay. Anyway, no, remind him, I need this knife. I'm going to take this. It's okay?
Okay, yeah.
Just need it for
bring
a while.
It back, though, you know.
Well, the poor thing, you know, we got... I hit him in his, we hit the deer in his paw, what do you call it?
The hoof
got caught in the grill.
Oh.
I gotta hack it off.
Ooh.
Come on, it's a sin. You gotta leave it there, you know. So, anyway, I'll bring your knife back if I do that. Anyway.
The Don and Mike Show. Vintage goodness.
It's the best of Don and Mike.
Right. Vintage goodness, Don and Mike on spring break. They'll be back soon. Until then, you've got me and tons of great best of. Just get right back into it. Now, this is a game, and I don't recall how this fight winds up, but this is a game called Shoot 'Em Up. It involves guns, and that makes it the best of Don and Mike.
Now, the segment that used to be known as Breaking News. Not just called Shoot 'Em Up. Brought to you unofficially by the NRA. Because remember, you know, guns are good, according to the NRA.
Yes, yes, they are.
And our listeners,
that's what they say.
Our listeners have various forms of weaponry.
Oh, they love it.
And we're looking for a really great shoot 'em up sound effect.
Yes. Now we're going to have what you're going to shoot the thing with, where you are, and what you're going to be shooting. That's that all plays into whether you win this game or not.
It used to be just breaking news, where it'd be like people would take, for instance, China, and they would just start throwing plates across the room.
Right. Right.
We love that. We love that like dogs love cheese.
Spectacular. And not to be confused with what you put in the dryer. We've done that too.
Yeah,
you
know? We've had people put bowling balls in the dryer.
That was a lot of fun. Yeah.
But really, it started to take off when the guy started calling. We had a guy that said he wanted to shoot tin cans in his backyard.
Exactly.
We still have the Elmo that I got the through and through. Remember?
Yeah, the guy that shot the Elmo, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. So breaking news was slowly taken over by the NRA.
Right.
So let's embrace it. After all, you know, if it's inevitable,
the through and through.
As Bobby said, lay back and enjoy it. Would someone answer that?
That phone is ringing.
What's that? Whose phone is
that? Someone's phone is ringing.
Not mine.
Is that yours, Mike?
I don't hear it.
Ringing?
What do you mean?
Oh, I don't hear a phone.
Hearing loss. It's very faint and it's very high pitched, so you're not hearing it.
See if you have. Hold on. 'Twas not mine.
I know it's not mine.
Did you just miss a call?
Let me see. Hold on.
5:48. You're right. You heard it.
Yeah. There it is.
Yeah. I didn't feel it vibrate, though. You are deaf.
Well,
I mean, that was. I'm not asking you. That was audible.
Oh, you heard it?
And I heard it.
Yeah, that's why I said whose phone is ringing.
All right. Well, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm deaf. Gee.
What?
Thanks a lot.
Well, you could kick a guy's ass who has no legs.
Well, that's right. Well, Jeff, you listen to the show. Don't call me when we're on the air.
Anyway, as Rob brought in, here's the. Here's the Elmo, the Tickle Me Elmo, or whatever it is. That
right.
One guy just, as you can see. Hi, Mike.
Now, hi there. There he is.
Right through Elmo.
Through
Elmo's stomach. Wow. Let's see who's on the line here. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hey, what's your name?
Hello.
Hello.
I heard him.
Let me do a reset. Hello. Don and Mike Show. All right, try that one.
What did you hang up on him for?
I didn't hang up on anybody.
He was speaking to us.
Hello.
Well, now what's going on? Something's goofy.
Not in my...
Hold on. You know what? Apologies. Phone system just clicked in. Hello there. Hi, you're on the air.
Don and Mike.
There we go. Hi, who is this, please?
This is Dave.
Hi, Dave. Where are you from?
From Burnie, Maryland.
All right, welcome to Shoot 'Em Up. What do you got?
I've got a laser gun.
A laser gun? How does that work?
What's a laser gun?
It's a gun that shoots lasers.
And in what way? Explain, please.
Okay, not like in a
like
Star
level,
Trek way.
I mean, is it like in Real Genius where you can like burn a hole in the wall or something like that?
I mean, if you're any good with it, sure.
A laser gun. Has anybody ever actually heard of a laser gun outside of like Star Trek?
No.
Does it make sounds?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Where did you get the laser gun?
Kmart.
What is the use of the laser gun?
Shooting stuff.
No. When they sell it at Kmart, before we hang up on you, what is the alleged use of the laser gun?
It's in the sporting goods section. It's for hunting.
It's for hunting. And what does it do?
No, hold on a second. Wait a minute. Wait, I know. Wait, what do you mean? It's in Kmart. It's used for hunting. It removes unsightly back hair.
And it's the laser gun.
Is it a laser sight?
No, it's a laser gun.
Explain.
We need more.
If you're lying, you've stayed on the air longer than you should anyway.
What's the power source for the laser? If you don't...
Batteries.
Batteries.
How many? D batteries.
How many?
Seven.
So it runs on
Goodbye. You know, that's like something good. Why did you call Radio Shack?
Yeah.
I mean, if you're going to
shoot and stuff,
if you're going to play a game called Shoot 'em Up,
right?
And your weapon takes D batteries.
Yeah,
and
no, not thick enough.
Shoots of light.
Forget it. It's my laser gun.
Light, not all that noisy.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Call back for the vibrator show.
Hello.
Hey, who's this?
Hey, man, this is Ryan.
Okay, Ryan. Howdy, Ryan. How are you? Where are you from?
Hey, Mechanicsville, Maryland.
Okay, home of the real man. And what is it that you're going to be shooting it up with?
I have a couple things, man. I got AK from China, fully automatic, pipe bomb.
Uh-huh.
You know, there's
well, I just heard him click, click, click right, at the yeah. end there. What is
I'm on about 5 acres of land back here, man, right off the protection.
All right, so you're out there. You got plenty of room, so it's safe to do what you're doing. What are you going to be shooting?
I can set up a target. I was just going to shoot into the water.
Shoot into the water. Okay, well.
We'll be shooting the river.
Shooting fish.
Go ahead. Shoot into the water.
Go for it, Ryan.
Shoot into the water, Ryan.
All right, hold on.
Your ears are big. What the hell's that?
Is that his mouth?
Ryan.
Ryan. Hey, Ryan. Hello?
What was that, dude?
It was your mouth.
That was my AK-47, man.
That was your mouth.
No, you went like this.
Man, I see y'all. Y'all have a billboard up in Waldorf. I see y'all fat heads all the time up there.
Right.
Okay,
right.
They took it down.
Yeah.
Tickets. I saw them back in '84 up at the Garden. Man, it was a kick-ass show, man.
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about now?
Tom Petty.
He wants to go to Petty.
Tom Petty tickets,
Tom Petty, but you didn't shoot a gun.
No, you just made your lips go. Brrr. You're worse than the guy with the laser gun.
And you said
gun.
We had fat heads.
Hey, do you want me to set off the pipe bomb?
Sure.
Or do you want more AK?
No, sure. I want the pipe bomb.
The pipe bomb.
Yeah.
Pipe bomb.
All right, give me a second. Hold on.
What could possibly
hey,
go wrong?
Hey, Billy, hold your hand. Hold your hand back. All right, hold on a second.
More mouth noises.
Come on.
More
now.
Mouth noises. Get there, huh, son?
What do you think you're,
yeah,
you think you're the guy in...
There you go, Redneck.
What were the Bubba Smith movies?
Police Academy.
Police
Academy.
He's
Michael Winslow.
He does ass.
No player.
Hey,
I mean, no,
you are disqualified.
No, come on. All these
idiot
players, please. No player.
What
haters.
Kind of man digs Tom Petty?
Don and Mike show. Hello. Hello. Well, I don't know what's wrong with that line. Let's try that one. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello?
Hello, I heard somebody struggling to get through.
No.
What is the deal with the phone?
Joe is writing. Hold on a second. Oh,
writing.
A lot of these people are calling from fields in the middle of nowhere where the cell reception is not great.
All right.
It says, please bear with. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello? Hello, are you there?
Yes, Don and Mike.
Yes.
There we go. Hi, who's this?
This is David from Crownsville.
David from Crownsville. Okay, David, what do you got on Shoot 'em Up today?
Got a Raptor stun gun, 300,000 volts.
A stun gun.
Very good. That's acceptable.
Interesting.
Now, how is it that you have a stun gun?
I bought it at a roadside fireworks stand on my way back from New York.
Sure. I hope
technically legal.
It's perfectly legal. All right, very good. A Raptor, what are you going to be stunning?
I'm going to stun myself.
Oh, now, you know, this, now, again, this
you
has,
our attention.
Mike, please keep your crab detector out.
Yeah, I know. Very dangerous, too.
I'll click it for you first before
okay.
I
all right.
yeah. okay, thank
fall
you.
Down. You ready?
Yeah, let's hear it. Yeah.
Okay.
That's it.
That sounds legit. What can this do? I mean, some of these stun guns could actually completely incapacitate you. Or what? How strong is this one?
Well, they range from 100,000 to 900,000 volts. This one's 300. You give them about a 3-second burst, and they're on the ground for.
Now, does this shoot the little strings sparks. Into you, or is this
no.
like, or is this like the thing that Chloe O'Brien had, like a stun gun?
No, this is a stun gun. It's got four prongs.
All right, how are you going to be doing this? Explain how you're going to be. This could be a winner. Mm-hmm. I mean, automatically.
Oh, no, if the guy's really to hurt himself, how would you be willing to taser your? Or is it now? Is taser
it's
the
stun gunning? How are you going to do it?
Will
how are you going to do it to yourself?
Will you stun gun yourself in the ass?
All right, I'm going to sit down. Well, I guess I can lay down.
and I'm just going to give myself a short burst.
Okay.
It'll probably take me about 5 or 6 seconds to pick up the phone.
Are you going to be able to, but will you be able to talk while you're trying to pick up the phone?
I don't know.
Okay.
I've only done this once.
Why did you just... But you have tried this before.
Oh, yeah, when I first got it. Nobody would let me do it to him.
Of course. Wouldn't you? If you had a stun gun, wouldn't you try stunning yourself?
So you're going to be lying down, you're going to stun yourself, and then you said it might take about 5 seconds. Listen, if you can't talk, at least try to make sounds.
Yeah. Lay the phone next to you.
And make sure that the phone is near the stun gun, where the point of...
By your ass.
By your ass.
So I'm going to get myself on the butt.
Okay.
Yeah, and then we want to hear you say, you know, like, Don and Mike, 3, 2, 1... And then we'll listen.
Do a three count.
There we go.
Okay.
All right, we're ready.
Here we go.
All right, I'm laying down on the floor.
He's going to lay down. That's smart.
That's smart.
Okay.
That's smart.
Right? All right. Oh, my God.
I don't know.
It's hard. The sound sounds legit. Are you there?
Yeah.
All right, so you're able to talk right after that.
Oh, I couldn't give myself a long enough burst. I dropped the taser.
Do it again. Okay. Do it again. One more time.
It hurt like hell.
I don't believe. Do it again.
Jesus, give me a second. Hang on.
Let him recover.
Okay. I mean, if you're on the level, we'll give you the prize. But
this might be one where I'd want him to come down with it. I'm sorry. And maybe we could sweeten the pot if he came down and did it.
All right.
Hold it, sir.
All right. You ready?
All right, go ahead.
One more time.
All right. Here we go.
Now, is he stun gunning himself in the ass?
No, it is not. I somehow think he might be.
Yeah.
David, can you hold on a second?
Hey, yeah.
Dave, hold on a second.
Where's he going?
Hold on. We've got experts calling in now. Don and Mike show. Hello. Hold on there, Robbie. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey, hi.
Hey, with a stun gun, if you're the one holding it, you complete the circuitry, so you therefore become the ground. It's not possible for you to hold it and therefore also shock yourself. You have to have an uninterrupted circuit, like someone attacking you, that you would shock and it repels them.
This is fine. This is legit. Right, I want to get the guy on the line and see what he says to that.
Hold on a second. Let's get his answer right now. Hello. David.
Yes, sir.
David,
did you hear that last caller?
Yes, I did.
And so what do you say to that, that you ground yourself, that it's not going to shock you?
Well, whoever I hit with that is going to be touching the ground anyway. I don't understand if that makes sense.
Hold on a second. We have now someone who's
Someone
on his side. Hold on, Mike. Hello, Don and my show. Darren.
Hey, guys. I used to work for a police department. I've actually shocked myself with them before. Right. The noise is legitimate. You hear it because the electricity is arcing. As soon as he touches himself, the sound will disappear because the electricity now is going into him. And if he's holding it, he won't be able to hold it. The shock instantly will probably cause him to release.
So you listened. You heard this. Do you think the guy was legit?
I heard it, and I think he's absolutely legit.
All right.
Okay, I'll tell you what. Hey, David. One more time, now this guy, I'm going to believe you. That are you a current cop or a former cop, Darren?
Former
cop. All right,
I'm now a private investigator, but I still own a stun gun. I've stunned myself both sober and drunk.
Okay, well then, Darren will have a prize for you. David, do it one more time, and now I see Joe's putting up an instant message. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 people say, yes, you can stun yourself with these guns. They've done it.
Good to know.
Go ahead. Do it.
Our listeners are rallying, Don.
They would know.
Do it one more time, and if the cop gives the okay, you're the big fat winner, Don.
Give us a three count, David.
I mean, Don, you're killing me.
Three, two.
Hang on, let me get back on the floor.
Okay.
I'm not trying to fall down.
Yeah.
All right.
Three count.
3, 2, let me put the phone on my butt. 1.
And you on the phone, you think he's legit?
Hey, cop?
I'm not doing that a fourth time.
Cop, do you believe him?
I believe him because I hear the crackling and it sounds
like... You know what? That's good enough for
him. Touch him.
That is definitely good enough for me.
That means we got a winner.
Yeah.
We got a winner. And we've also got a brand new game.
Yeah. Stun yourself.
Not shoot him, pop it. Stun yourself.
Stun yourself.
And next, how about... Taser yourself. Or get a friend to taser you. Oh, my gosh.
Don and Mike, go to break and go to traffic.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Larry King. Matzo ball soup. The Duke's at the top of the aisle. It'll be good to see the Duker again. next week.
The Don and Mike Show.
Even better than a porno book. The Don and Mike Show.
That's right. Even better than a...
Oh, Judge, you ought to pick me, sir. Don't you remember me?
No, who are you, boy?
Well, I'm the fella that introduced you to your wife.
To my wife?
I don't know what this is.
Life, you son of a gun.
I don't know what I've picked in that song. Anyway, welcome back to the Best of Don and Mike. I'm your host, the legendary Joe Artinger. And we have a lot more show to get to, so I'm just going to shut up and play the tape. Best of Don and Mike with a little bit of Larry King.
Time with a Larry Fun.
How are you?
Rob, what the hell is this setup? I don't even like reading this.
I just read it and I don't understand.
What is it?
It's in Fairbanks, Alaska, and it's the 100th anniversary summer solstice baseball game where they play baseball all through the night, and because it never gets dark, they don't need to turn on the light.
All through the night. So we'll be calling Alaska.
I don't think he's in Alaska, but he is the general manager, assistant GM of the Alaskan team.
Lots of fish.
Okay.
Alaska.
Here we go.
From Washington, D.C., it's the Larry King Show.
Hi. Hi. Hi, Lay.
The show features interviews Lay. With interesting guests from Lay around King. The world
yeah.
and telephone calls from across North America.
Wow.
It's a presentation of the Mutual Broadcasting System. And now, the host of the program, here's Larry.
Hi.
Just a few minutes past the hour, Anderson Cooper 360 coming up.
Lay Ooh. King.
We're here in the nation's capital. It's hot. Hot and sticky.
I seen something on my way in today.
What'd you see?
I seen a guy. Big muscular. Black fellow. Outside. Sign says, honk if you like white people. So,
weird.
I honked.
How weird is that?
I honked.
Why'd you honk?
'Cause I'm white.
Of course. You honked 'cause you're white. Weird.
Who are we calling?
You're calling Todd Dennis.
Who's he?
He's the assistant general manager of the Fairbanks Gold Panthers.
Why are we calling him?
Who are you?
I'm Rob.
And why are we calling him?
Because he's a good guy.
Good guy.
Good guy.
Todd Dennis, assistant general manager of the Fairbanks Gold Panthers from Alaska.
As you know, that's all we need.
Now we've seemed to have a problem.
The call did not go through.
You probably have the same area code as other cities, don't you? In Alaska, do they have more numbers? Because it's so far away?
I think it's the same, Larry.
It's the same. I don't understand.
I like it when it was Klondike 7.
8, 2, 3. The Klondike's in Alaska, isn't it?
Hello?
Hello.
Is this Todd?
This is Todd.
Todd, hi. This is Lay.
I'm Larry, too.
How are you?
Nice to have you on the show, Todd.
Larry and Larry. Okay.
No, it's Larry and Larry, yes.
Thanks. Larry ampersand. Larry.
Larry and Larry.
Like...
Sometimes you can use an apostrophe.
Like
N.
Captain Crunch.
Sure.
He's not Captain Crunch. Hey, here's a mind bender for you. Speaking of Captain Crunch, maybe...
I love mind benders.
Made me think of... Captain America made
sure.
me think of which one of the Fantastic Four was a Jew? Fast. I heard this on the radio. It had to be true. Can you name which of the Fantastic Four was a Jew? Anybody?
Stretch. Son? Stretch Armstrong.
Wrong. Todd, how about you?
Agreed.
No idea.
It's the orange guy.
Oh.
Thanks.
I like oranges.
The thing?
They're good for you, right? Oranges?
Oranges got a lot of vitamin C, packed with vitamins. The acid's even good, don't you think so, Todd?
Absolutely.
They call him the thing, which is what we used to call my private area when
the
I was
thing.
Growing up.
Yeah, we'd always point at it and go, look at
the
thing.
So you're in Alaska?
Alaska, is it cold?
Alaska is cold in the wintertime, yeah.
No, but is it cold now?
No, we're upwards of... mid-80s.
So now nice. Would be summer, right? It's not upside down?
No, now is summer.
Upside down would be Australia, right?
Yeah, down below.
You sort of turn the earth upside down, and you get summer in one place and winter in the other.
That's amazing.
If you dig a hole in your backyard, you can go all the way to China.
Straight down through.
I heard that. You dig a hole, and you see a Chinese man, a Chinaman.
But you'd be burned up because there's all sorts of hot stuff in the middle of the earth.
I love... Chinese food.
I love baseball, and we've got a general manager on.
Mugu Gaipan or sweet and sour. Go!
Going away, sweet and sour. How about you, Todd?
Sour.
Sour, way to go. How do you like baseball?
Baseball is fantastic.
Yeah.
American sport.
I played stickball. Ever heard the name Sandy Koufax?
Oh, yeah.
He was a personal friend. Great pitcher, even in the streets of Brooklyn.
Lefty.
When we had egg creams.
Egg cream. Nothing like playing a game of stickball, being all hot and sweaty.
Do you take the roids?
Not me personally.
Sure.
I do.
I gave that up.
Who's your best player?
Barry Bonds.
No, who's the best player on your team?
This year?
Yeah. Go.
Bo Mills.
Who's he?
Fresno State.
What's he do?
Bo. He's an infielder, big stick, and
what's his name? His name Beauregard?
I do not know.
Speaking of big sticks, Anderson Cooper coming up right after the show. We're talking with Todd Dennis. He's a general manager of an Alaskan baseball team.
Bo Diddley, good friend. Fats Domino, made it out of New Orleans.
Bo Jackson. Tragedy.
Fats Domino.
Real shame. Bo Jackson, great potential.
Of course, Billy Preston just checked out.
Bo Derek.
Very sad.
Best wishes to Jerry Lewis after his recent mild heart attack. Hope he does fine. We're going to get him on the show soon.
You're listening to Larry. Larry, we're talking with Bo Hopkins. So, Bo, what was it like working with Burt Reynolds?
That's Bojangles, by the way.
Bojangles?
Is he playing the Bo game with us?
I think he is.
Hey, don't Bogart this interview.
Listen, we just were talking with Hank Williams Jr., Bo Cephas.
You have a baseball team.
And you play at night without lights?
That's right. 100
Why?
Years, never use lights.
How?
It's just very bright there in the summertime.
How'd you get Madonna and Rosie O'Donnell to be on your team?
Go!
You know, I saw Tom Hanks, and he said, no crying in baseball. And I said, sure there's crying in baseball. Other times I played, and the kids would give me the wedgie. They'd pull my underpants. Were so I could taste them in the back of my throat. And I'd say, stop it. He said, there's no crying in baseball,
no
Zyga.
No crying in baseball.
Hey, Zyga, no crying in baseball, Zyga.
Here we go. What's your favorite baseball movie? Go!
That would have to be Bull Durham.
Yeah. Hoosiers, going away. Hoosiers. I enjoy Hoosiers.
Wrong! Friday Night Lights with Billy Bob Thornton.
You've trumped me again. I like the movies. Yeah, wonderful movies.
You know, my favorite team. They're my favorite team. I love this team. They're great. I supported them for years. They're great. I love them. They are the Montreal Expos. They are the absolute toast of the town.
Not a great draw. I used to go to Dodgers games, and I ate chicken fat on matzah.
I go to Canada. I go to Montreal. You know why? You know why? You get the blue pills.
Oh, you get them cheap.
Yeah, I go and I say, I'm Larry from the corner.
Todd, do people have trouble crossing the border when they come to your games?
Yeah, it can be difficult, definitely, depending on what you're carrying.
We're talking with Todd Dennis about the problem of illegal aliens getting into America.
No secret, the borders.
Via Fairbanks, Alaska.
The borders have become very porous, haven't they, Todd?
Absolutely.
What are we going to do? Go!
Stick our finger in it.
What exactly is,
Todd says, stick his finger in it.
What exactly, is a baked Alaska?
Todd, baked Alaska.
What
any opinion?
I don't know. It sounds like the state's cash crop to me.
Baseball hats have a nice look, right?
Beautiful.
Sure.
Let me ask you something. Why do all the kids wear them sideways?
I mean, they were designed originally to protect eyes from the sun, right?
Yes.
Why do they wear them crooked?
Why?
For cockamamie.
I know a catcher does. He wears it backwards.
He has to wear his mask.
But why is... I know his name. Two Quarters. I seen the video with Two Quarters. Now, why has he got his hat on? It's a Yankee hat.
But you get this.
It's a different color. It's like a green Yankee hat. And I'm watching the, what's his name? Five Dimes, 50 Pennies.
50 cents.
What is it?
50 cents.
Wrong.
4 bits.
I don't think so.
Anyway, he's got the
Two bits, 4 bits, 6 bits, a dollar.
And he's got the shirt on. I don't understand rap music.
Todd, do you have a logo?
Yes, we do. Logos are good.
You like it?
Absolutely.
What's the logo?
I like the great Billie Holiday.
I like the logo channel.
Diane Carroll. There's a classy black lady.
You like peanut butter?
especially with chocolate.
Do you serve peanut butter at your ball games when the illegal aliens are coming over the border?
No, no, they hide those in their backpacks.
What time is it in Alaska? Go!
1 o'clock.
Whoa!
I tell you what, talking baseball, you know who's had a real hot streak? Who's that? Cal Ripken Jr. He's hot. He's just the hottest. He's the iron lung.
That's a good name for him. Because he's so strong, he's got iron lungs.
He's played, I've been told, 5,000 games in a row.
He's an iron skillet.
Something.
Good man, Cal.
Do you love white people? There's a man outside wearing a sign that says, honk if you like white people. You like white people, Todd?
Go.
White people are good.
Would whites be your favorite people? Or you like other people? You like blacks? You like yellows? You ever met a red?
Or have you ever met a green? Like a Martian? Whoa. Tonight I'll eat dinner with Johnny Damon. Whoa.
It's Scooter Libby's first appearance on Anderson Cooper 360, following Larry King Live.
We're talking with Todd Dennis. Todd is a chef from Alaska.
Is this his picture? We're just giving you a picture from the internet. We Googled you.
Are you having fun?
Great show.
Todd, baseball is fun.
Let me just say right now, I'm looking at this picture of you. You're wasting away. You're wasting away to nothing. You're skinny.
Could you eat more?
You're skin and bones.
Absolutely.
What's your favorite food? Your time.
I like egg cream. Oh, you want to ask him?
What is it?
Orange chicken.
Orange chicken. That's Chinese.
Yeah, I like Chinese.
Jack Su, great actor.
Japan. Will you ever forgive them?
No.
I wasn't asking you, brother.
Sorry.
Todd. If you had a hot Japanese player, would you cut him? Because, you know, Pearl Harbor?
No, we're over that in Fairbanks.
Eskimos, are most of them fat?
No.
No.
Are they blubbery? You know, walrusy?
They eat blubber.
They eat blubber. Do you have Eskimos on your team in Alaska?
Not this year.
They live in igloos, right?
No.
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 What do they live in?
Homes.
Homes.
Regular homes.
Huh. Regular homes. Wild.
Yeah.
Igloos are made out of old mattresses, right? Go.
Ice.
What do you think of Eskimo pie?
Eskimo pies are good, too.
Eskimo pies are good. You like blueberry?
Prefer cranberry.
We're talking with Todd Dennis. Question, of course, why are we not out of Iraq yet? Todd is, a former CIA agent? Is that
No, I think he taught baseball to the SEALs, and not the kind that swim, the Marines. Of course, SEALs swim, too.
You know, I like the SEAL that's in Sears. I don't know if they have this anymore, but it's when you went into the appliance section, it would be a plastic SEAL, have a hole in its nose, and blow a little air out, and there would be a beach ball. And I was amazed as a boy. I'd stand there by the refrigerator, and I'd look at this SEAL.
I'm a wonderful dancer.
At one time, I said to my mom, I want that. And you know what she bought me? She bought me the refrigerator to play with in the backyard. And never told me not to shut the door.
You want to know? Want to know what kind of seals we never had in our house?
What kind? Easter seals. We always got the candy.
Talking with Todd Dennis. Todd Dennis is an Alaskan fisherman. What do you think of the show? Is it tough? Do people die getting king crab?
No, I don't think crabs are fatal.
Mm. You have DH? You like the DH?
DH is exciting.
I know all the dances. Two-step, foxtrot, samba, and the Lindy. Go!
Ozzie Guillen, of course, in this country illegally. You think we should send him back?
Go!
No.
I like him. I say we keep him, too. I agree with you, Todd, because he did a flip. He'd make a great play and do a backflip. Wonderful.
I'm hungry.
Me, too.
I'd die for some matzo ball soup right now.
On your hot dogs, Todd. Mustard or ketchup?
Relish.
Oh, wrong answer.
Wrong answer.
What do you wash it down with?
Michelob.
Michelob?
Wrong. Unless they're an advertiser. Are they an advertiser?
Sure, why not?
You like advertisements?
Hmm.
You like ads? I'll tell you an ad I like.
You like your beer in a can or a bottle?
You know the ad that I like?
What's that?
The Slowskis.
Oh, yeah.
Seen that? It was a funny commercial.
I like the caveman that gets angry and he goes to the fancy restaurant.
That's good.
That's funny.
He doesn't want the duck. The Slowskis, the people who have slow dial-up.
Yeah.
I laughed. I said, that's a series. The Slowskis.
Todd Dennis is our guest on Lay King. We're talking about how to get married 8 times and be successful. Todd, is it tough with all the ex-wives?
Todd, how does it feel having a child over the age of 47?
It's very painful.
Very painful?
Very painful.
You didn't give birth yourself, did you?
No, not to myself.
Mm. Do you have the same matching shirts and pants when you're in the uniforms, or are the tops and bottoms different?
No, they're different.
What color?
Yeah, they're blue on top and white on bottom.
Whoa, that sounds like it could be a corpse.
Do you like being the top or the bottom? Do you like being the top or the bottom? Just answer, please.
Go!
The side.
The side.
The side.
He's in Alaska. It's goofy stuff up there.
Make a choice. So
we're talking with Todd Dennis. He's working on the pipeline in Alaska. Is it true you invented the seventh inning stretch?
No, that was one of our fans.
What's your mascot?
Man panning gold.
That's why you're the assistant general manager of the Fairbanks Gold Panners.
That's right.
Have you ever gotten gold? Found it in the river?
Cherry gig.
No.
You ever had a sexually transmitted disease? I have.
No.
I've got them right now.
You ever catch a halibut?
Yes.
Whoa!
I got crabs. I mean, I got crabs in my shorts.
The size size of snow crabs, aren't they?
They itch.
Yeah. I have three gold teeth.
We're talking
with Todd Dennis.
We got the break. I have to be changed.
Very nice, Todd. We hope you've enjoyed talking all about Iraq and the illegal alien problem. Boy, that Norman Rockwell, they made a lot of nice pictures, didn't he?
We've been talking about the career of Jimmy Stewart with Todd Dennis, who, of course, was right there.
Todd, good luck at the show. I hope everything goes well.
Final question.
Final question.
How much are you charging for Ted Williams' frozen head? Go!
That's free. Free admission.
Free admission. We're there.
If it's free, it's me.
I'm on the next plane to China. Alaska.
Brother.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Thanks, Todd.
All right.
Thanks for being on the
show. How do you like the interview?
Fantastic. Take
nice talking
Larry
to you.
Larry.
Bye-bye. Oh, no, he hung up.
He hung up.
Yeah. Rob Stein couldn't talk.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Expertly aged, like a fine cheddar. The best of Don and Mike.
That's right, best of Don and Mike. And I'll be back tomorrow. We got one more segment for you, though. It's been a great Monday of best of, hasn't it? My name is Secretary Joe Arndinger, and I'll see you tomorrow. But first, we've got to hear from President Bush via satellite on the best of Don and Mike.
So we'll catch up a little bit here.
Kind of happy they got that bad guy.
And we'll find out now. We can now go via satellite, live to the White House, where all I want to do is ask him about his appearance on TV today. Hello, Georgie boy.
That's right, son. Thank you right back.
Georgie boy. Hold on a second. Don? Georgie boy.
Don, you there? You got to give me a second here.
George?
Dick, fire it up.
Yep, absolutely.
I have to say something. If my voice is a little raspy,
yeah.
We are enjoying big fat stogies right now. It is celebration time, but very seriously, I'm very glad and happy that we have eradicated a major ill in the Middle East.
Do you off the top of your head, do you know the name of the cat that the U.S. forces got?
No.
Off the top of your head.
Damn it.
Off the top of your head.
Why do you do this here? Okay, here goes nothing. We are happy that we have eliminated the presence of Muhammad al-Zak.
No.
Zak.
Louis Anderson.
Yeah, I love him. You know, that's my favorite comedian. How come he's not on the TV anymore? I love Louis Anderson, big fat guy. Boy, nothing funnier than a fat guy cracking jokes about himself.
Where are you at physically in the White House right now? Are you in the Situation Room?
No situation for me today. We knocked him out. We're happy. We're delighted. We're just having a good old time. He ain't anywhere near the Situation Room. George is in the Oval Office with his feet cacked up, and he's wearing his special sunglasses that he's going to wear on the chopper when they fly me up to Camp David later on after I get done with all these BS things I got to take care of. It's a very serious day and a happy day for people in the Middle East and in Iraq.
You think your numbers are going to go up now?
It comes to my attention that this was a real rotten apple, this fella. Mm-hmm. And I got the briefing earlier today. You want me to give you a taste of that?
Yeah.
We got them real nice big bombs, the heavy ones, you know. And they let me check this out. Here's what they can do.
Yeah.
God, I love our military. Can I say that?
Yeah.
I just love them. I just love what they're up to. They got them these big, they're called bunker busters.
Oh, hey.
And they're big. They weigh like 100 pounds.
Huh? Did you see the season finale of Deal or No Deal?
Oh, man, oh, man. You know, those people take chances because sometimes, you know, they'll have them this one column on the left side that's got a lot of small numbers, and they have got no numbers on the right side, so they have no idea what they're doing, so it's real kind of crazy. Like, and then they'll just go for it anyway, and I'm looking at the TV, I'm saying, Laura, pass the pretzel down here, and I won't choke on it, and my God, go for it. You got stones, man. You really do. You did that, and I'm happy about
that. You like Howie Mandel, don't you?
Yeah, I like Howie Mandel. What I don't like is, you know, when we have a success like this with our military, and it's a big day, and they tell me it's a big day, and it stays like this, I truly regret my ignorance. I just can't. I don't know it good. And it's tough for me to talk and brag when I want to talk. I want to call my mom and dad and say, look what we did. We got out that bad guy. All I know, here's what they tell me.
Okay.
The guy runs in today and said, Mr. President, great news. I said, well, tell me. I ain't had none of that in a long time, a very long time. He said, Mr. President, we are happy to tell you that we knocked out the number one terrorist guy, that bad guy with the beard and the wind that wears that wraparound hat. We got him, and he's dead. He's deader than dead. Deader than hell. And he ain't going nowhere. And then they showed me that. I said, well, come on. Show me that picture
Verification.
Show me the picture for verification. And man, I tell you, but Deal or No Deal, getting back to more serious matters, I know I could win that show. I got me a system.
What's your system for Deal or No Deal?
I look in the eyes of the supermodels, and they give it away.
Hmm.
That is my belief. And I was talking to one of my favorite people that came over there, Carl, the architect.
I thought you're not supposed to play with Carl Rove anymore.
don't tell anybody. But I talked to him about everything, and I said, Carl, you look in the eyes of the supermodels on Deal or No Deal, and they will tell you which one of them has the most money. Because they have that kind of girly look where they're smiling with their eyes. And I said, look at her. And hear me out, son. This is big stuff.
Okay, all right. I'm sorry.
Sure, I swear to God, as the cows come home, that girl that had the smiley eyes, she opened up her case. She had $400,000 in it. And I said, I told you.
Wow.
I said, Carl, look at her eyes. And that is why, right there, I love the Deal or No Deal. Because it's as though those metal briefcases are transparent to me and I can see the money inside. I'm not real good on the small numbers, though. Because the models, they're pretty, and they got the dead eyes, some of them. You know, you just can't real tell. But the ones that are sparkly, they have that sparkly look like they just got them a diamond ring or something. It's fun. You'll pardon me. I'm a little giddy.
Now,
they told me, first thing that Snowball told me today is do not be giddy. I said, all right, new boy. I said, come on now, new boy. Come on,
Tony
Fox
Snow,
News.
Right.
Snowboy says to me, do not appear too happy. I said, oh, come on. Can't I just come out and put my hands up in the air over my head and kind of go victory?
But you don't even know the name of the guy.
Mohammed Al...
No.
Samuel L. I know his last name. It's Zachary.
Off your script now that they gave you.
Off my script, yes. Just yeah. between you
I
and
wish
I.
You could see. They gave me some new Air Force One sunglasses that I'm trying out right
now.
Cool. They are so cool. No. I want to wear them all the time. They said, no, Mr. President, you can't wear them all the time. You can't look. I said, well, all the big guys that are on TV look cool with them.
What does this mean for our continuing battle in Iraq?
Yes.
That you took out this guy. Do you even understand? Does this mean anything?
Could you repeat the question?
What does this mean in practical terms for the ongoing war in Iraq that we were able to take out this big, gigantic clod?
I believe now everyone will come around and see that our course has been right, that our decisions have been sound, and that we are continuing on.
No, no, no. I said not off the script.
That we are continuing.
Not what you rehearsed.
Okay, you want me off the top of my head?
Yeah. Please.
We're doing good, son. We won one.
Why?
We killed the guy.
Who?
We killed a real bad guy.
Who'd we kill?
Zing, ding, doppel, zickin' sheriff. I don't care. It doesn't matter to me. Falafel, flippin' bad guy. That's who we got. The guy with the beard to kill the people.
Right.
That's it.
And what does that signify?
Oh, a major announcement. An exclusive to your show.
Yes.
You heard it here.
What?
Prior to the midterm elections, your president will have a major announcement. I will tip my hand to you.
Okay.
There is a chance that come this November, the week before the election, I will make a special announcement that gas will be reduced to 48 cents a gallon.
Wow.
What?
How do you like them apples? It is doable. I was talking to a buddy of mine down in Houston. He's called me up. He said, Mr. President, I said, what could you do to help me up? You know, get our people.
Wow, that's nice.
Hello. I did. You said I.
There's mom, you think?
Yeah, somebody.
You said that I could.
That was his cell phone.
That's a.
How's he going to get gas down to 48 cents a gallon?
That's my oil buddy. Hold on.
He knows.
Oh. I have to take this call off air, please.
All right.
You told me that I could. You told me I could say with it.
Just take it off the
That's
air.
That's not going to make people. I don't care, Mr. Yes, sir. Mr. Mobile. Thank you.
You know, was Mr. Exxon not there?
Yes, I got the jacket. Thank you. Thank you for the Tony the Tiger jacket. I know he's not Tony the Tiger. He's a tiger in your tank. I won't say a word about it. Disregard what I just said. No, that's not necessary at all. We are working diligently with the oil industry to make sure that the American consumer is not
What about 48 cents a gallon?
Shh. Shut up.
Hello.
Hey, how about you, Jimmy? How are you? Yeah, we did it, didn't we? I know, I'm on a radio. I'm in that radio show, those two guys that don't like us all the time. You know, the guy, he's making me pronounce him names. I just tell him we got the bad guy. That's right. Yeah, okay.
Jimmy who?
I love it. Oh, thank you. You're a good man.
James?
Right?
James Carvel.
Come on now. I like it. Right on. Bye-bye.
Who was that?
Jimmy Kimmel.
Kimmel? Why is Jimmy Kimmel calling
I
you?
Love his show.
That's the best late night show that they have. I like that. I don't like the other two. Don't care for him one little bit. I like that. He's a good guy. I get congratulatory calls all the time. My phone, my special cell phone with my little ringer, it's been ringing off the hook. People have been going crazy. Sure. I'm very excited. We're going up to, what the hell is it? Camp?
David.
No, not that one. What's the other one? It's where the president goes. Step up to the microphone. Why are you looking at me like that? You don't think I know where my helicopters take me, son? I'm the flippin' president of the United States. You don't think I know where I'm going?
Do you mean Shangri-La?
Yeah, there you go. That's what it is.
Hey, here's a question
for the sake of argument, I dub the Shangri-La, powerful man in the United States. We're going to Shangri-La's where we're going. Damn it.
What?
I don't have it. You let him talk back to you like that? More back talk from you, boy.
Yep. What is the worst fart you can ever remember your mom making?
Oh, I'm going to get in trouble.
Oh, don't get me started on that.
What's the worst
Well, first
part?
Of all, be at the breakfast table.
Yeah.
Oh, no. That's what I know. You make me laugh with that mama doing that. She did it. She never admitted to it. No. Never in her life when she was just,
Jesus Christ.
It worked.
She weren't supposed to be listening. Hello? Hello, mother. You were? No. Oh, no. I didn't mean it. No, Mama, I didn't. He said it. I didn't. I did laugh. Guilty as charged, just when I drove the car when I've been drinking. I know. I'm sorry.
Yes, I am. Okay. Well, well, thank you, Mamo.
You know, I
thank you very much.
I don't know what he's doing. We are
I appreciate that.
The transmission. Now, she's saying something nice to him, I guess.
Goodbye, my
it's going
my
well.
Mother. Hello. Hey, Don.
I'm leaving
she ain't
you.
Mad. She ain't mad because I killed the bad guy.
Oh.
She said I can do that today. She gave me the free pass.
Got a break. Oh,
Mama gave me a free pass. I got to run, son.
Okay.
Busy day. Y'all take care.
All right,
bye-bye. Bye-bye, Doug.
What's that guy's name again?
Skippity-skippity, Iraqi-backy.
You're not going to get a straight answer.
He's a flippin' terrorist is what he is.
He is.
Good night. Where's my wild turkey?
I think we lost it.
Probably for the best.
We've lost the transmission. We've lost it. Mike?
Is he gone? I think we've completely lost him.
Apparently it's...
My friend Mike really likes Theater of the Mind.
I have no idea where he went.
Don and Mike, go to break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Sorry, we're out of time.
We meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.